There's a show in town, it's going down. Every week we're back on solid ground. Steel toe slipping, but we're gripping. Got the tea to spill, it's always flipping. From April's scrimp to Aaron's glee. Oh, this drama's just a spree. Polydrama, legal trauma. Another win, oh, that's the karma. This little piggy went to YouTube. This little piggy's on Rumble now. This little piggy's begging for dollars. And this little piggy's breaking down. Wow! Every week, boy, cabin flow. Tune in for this little piggy show. From revenge porn to felony, it's a circus, can't you see? The toe is bent, the goal is spent. His empire crumbles, all hell sent. April's playlist on repeat. Aaron's lies we can't defeat. The countdown's on, it won't take long to see this piggy squeal his song. This little piggy went to YouTube. This little piggy's on Rumble now. This little piggy's begging for dollars. And this little piggy's breaking down. Wow! Every week we cabin slow. Tune in for this little piggy show. Little piggy ain't missing a thing. Just sit back, laugh, and watch the king.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to This Little Piggy, a roundtable discussion about Steel Toe Morning Show. And it's come slurping host Aaron M. Holt. Moody is here.
We heard you. We heard the comments. It is a Carl-free show today.
Carl-free, everybody. And as if that's not enough of a Christmas miracle, I was going to bring you on, you fuck. You ruined
it. Oh, I screwed it up. Tookie's here. No Carl. Yay! Merry Christmas.
Yes, we have Tookie today.
Why are you so low? You're so low in the frame, Patrick. What's going on?
He's melting.
I use a different camera for streaming.
You're feeling down?
No, maybe it's...
He's trying to hide his tits.
Right.
You know, come on, we know all the tricks.
I'm with it right now.
Cinematography-wise, it implies that you're of a low power status when that happens.
Well, I do. I do. Tookie's a big star today, and of course, I love Moody. So the rumors of Tookie's demise on this program greatly overestimated.
Do they have Christmas in your? Do they have Christmas in your land, Moody?
Yes, yes, we do. We are a colonial. We are a colonized nation. We do have Christmas.
Oh, how fun!
I've actually got early Christmas later on today because my in-laws are paramedics and police. So they're busy on Christmas. So we do an early thing.
So you do early Christmas. Aaron does second Christmas.
Right.
Do they ever double check the box to see if it's ticking?
Which box?
Whatever your presents are.
Oh, this year it's all gift cards this year. So they'll be those very thin cards.
Ladies and gentlemen, we do have a very important goal every show. We are not afraid to say the G word over here. So remember, this show is about your monetary contributions. Entertainment comes second. Enjoyment and fun also comes second to the money. We really only do this for the money. I've never done a broadcast for fun, as you will hear Aaron all
say. It was a while. Sometimes he says a truth that just... It's crazy. Like, you could not waterboard that information out of me.
I'm doing this. This is a nightmare for me. This is a horrible, horrible time. I want to kick the show off with this clip to kind of set the stage for what we're doing today on the program. Here we go.
You went out there knowing that they're doing caustic soda launches at you?
Who says they knew?
Oh my God. Hey, by the way, when I'm getting nervous at any point in the show, I have a new thing. I don't bounce. I don't shake. I don't bounce my legs.
He has changed so much of his behavior because he's been called out for it. The hugging himself. Joe Burrow used to do the spring noise, you know, on the clips when he bounces and stuff. The adjusting the microphone. He stopped a lot of this behavior. He's heard our complaints.
Is this a lesson you learn in broadcasting school? Like, what is the protocol for when you get nervous during a show?
Never let him see a bounce. So he's got a new thing he's doing. Check this out.
Start playing with my trusty coin. Working on my
now. Everyone knows how. Now you've given up the game.
I always give up the game. I'm honest with my audience. When I'm getting nervous, I start. And you know what coin this is?
That's one of your it's one of your World War II coins.
This is my winter harvest coin. Yeah, my Nazi winter harvest coin. There it is. It's a nice one. But
okay. He's
also moving it between his fingers as if he's never done it before. It's like something he just thought of right now, and he's like, this is what I'm doing. This is my new thing.
Teenage magician. he's got no dexterity. But I was thinking about that, you know, like sometimes this show's not doing well. This little piggy, ever since you and Carl completely tanked its reputation with that mic interview. And I get stressed out. I get stressed out that we're maybe not going to hit the goal.
So you eat?
When it's my week on this little piggy. So I was thinking, today, why don't we all have some sort of fidget device where we can alleviate the stress we feel when we're not hitting the goal. So I have one of these Neatos. Neato balls.
Oh, neato.
So I will be doing this just constantly when I'm worried about the goal. Moody, do you have a fidget device?
Yeah, I've got a fidget cube. I use this to help me think, but I guess now it'll double for when I feel nervous during the show.
Right. Yeah. Give those to autistic kids.
Yeah, I've got ADHD, so like if my hands are busy, I think better.
I knew it.
Do you have a bone or anything?
I have a Rubik's Cube.
Okay.
So I will try and complete this Rubik's Cube before the end of the show and with a puppet.
Should be easier. There's no
swapping it out for a new one.
I'm trying to take the stickers off. Hold on.
That one should be easier. There's no blue squares on it.
Twisty. Twisty.
So when we go to your super tips twisty. Later, supertip.gg/NLO and your membership chats and stuff, we will be stressing hard about this. I love this one. It's got some sort of white foam inside.
Mm-hmm.
You see that? It's like cottage cheese almost. I really want to know if I can pop it.
You can.
Can it be popped?
You can pop the, yeah, you can. They fail.
Does it make a mess?
After a while. Yes.
Of course. It's like silicone, I think. It's like.
Now there's a clip of Hasan Piker like squeezing one like this, and then it just explodes and nuts on his face. He said it nutted on me. Was the
it nutted on his leg?
Yeah.
All right, fantastic. We got some Stalin clips to go over this week.
You're all sick. Leave this man alone. Yeah. It is Christmas.
First of all, we've been saying this since you've been gone for the last few shows, Tukey, but you're the most obsessed with this guy. When we wake
up,
you're the one watching live going like, you won't believe what he's doing today.
He's on in the morning while I'm going to work. It's convenient.
It's the convenience only listening. Show in America that's on.
Yeah, Tukey is the most behind the scenes obsessed out of all three of us.
I hate him. I hate him so much.
he thinks you guys are cool. He thinks he's going to get you on.
We're best friends.
Co-host. You can think Oz's place.
I think Rocco is the closest to actually hating this man. Like, there's no hatred from me, Patrick or Carl, but I think genuinely Rocco does hate.
If anyone hate deserves Aaron. An HRO,
Tukey loves him. Tukey loves him more than a friend. But yes, Rocco seeds. Oh, but it's more his audience. Rocco thinks his audience is very stupid.
Yes.
But that's about it.
Well, let's find out how things are going over in Toland. He's been loving. Moody, you've said he's been on a tear about me lately. He's trying to get my attention.
Because before he used to not really mention you. It used to be just like on the slide, this obese podcaster, he'd explain what you are, not really say your name. He'd never say The Onion. It's like those, he'd say The Obese Podcaster a lot.
We figured it out pretty quick.
do you remember, because it's funny, because like 2023 and early 2024, he would also not say my name.
Correct.
And then he got into the groove where he would say my name a lot during the heavy pedophile era. And, and now he's back.
Heavy
now
petting.
Back not saying my name. But then I think, you know, the less I cover him, because I don't really mention him on NLO. I kind of save it all up for this show. And I don't even like keep tabs on him during the week. I cram. I do a cram session on Friday mornings before this show. But now you say he's like mentioning me more than ever. He's trying to get my attention, is your theory.
Yeah, that's my theory. He's mentioning you by name needlessly a lot of the time. He'll have like one story that he talks about, and then he'll like divert it to how it can be about Patrick Melton at the end. You know that how he used to do that thing.
We're watching so a beach whale story. Like, is this Melton? Is it near a playground?
Yeah, got that, him. That stuff.
Got him. All right, here's Aaron talking about me not owning my house, which has been giving him a great deal of pleasure. I understand.
Oh yeah, Tuki, already sorry.
Yeah. It's fine. It's fine.
That's
I'm not for it. My kids and SP try to pull this shit on me all the time. I'm 38 years old. For another week and a half, next Wednesday, I turn 39. 39.
You're a girl. You're 40.
Yes.
And I will not be 40 for a long time. If a lot of people on the internet had their way, I would never be 40.
What? Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
He says, and this is something he's repeated for the last 2 years, is that their stated goal is that I kill myself.
Right.
The stated goal of everyone who covers or hates on or criticizes Aaron is that they want Aaron to die.
Well, I imagine those clips will be played in court if they exist.
Yeah, but he doesn't. He never plays them.
Oh, okay. Your Honor, I could bring in a lot of evidence, but why? Why would I do that?
Trust me, they've stated it.
From what I understand, court is about feelings.
Yeah.
And I love that that's the case. Oh, also, the joke has come.
He loves it. He loves that he has made up that we want him to harm himself.
Yes.
He loves that.
Full circle. Oh, I'm sorry. I am Walter says I can't read. Oh, well, then now we all should feel like bullies. That's actually really awful on our part. The inside joke for about the last 7 years has finally come true. I have a couch for sale. That's right. So down here, we have this couch and love seat that is purely decorative. And the kids were playing down here yesterday. I'm sitting here watching the kids play. And they go, Dad, will you get rid of these couches? We want more room. Like, Dad, my son's got a football. And he goes, Dad, look how much more football room I have if you get rid of these couches. And he goes behind the couches over there. And I said, all right. So I start taking pictures of the couch and the love seat.
Tuki,
there'll be so much more room for activities, Dad. just get rid of the couch.
Does anyone, I guess I got to break the fourth wall. Like, Rocco, you ever let your children dictate interior?
No.
Okay.
No, of course we not.
Can we get rid of all the furniture so we can roller skate? No.
This is literally a scene from Step Brothers when they put the bunk beds on top of each other.
We got rid of the couch. Now you can go long, son. Yes. Oh, not into the wall. No, don't run into the wall. Like, how much more room could they possibly have? But no, I would no, this is ridiculous. And I would never try to sell a couch.
Right. You get rid of the couch.
An old brown couch.
You donate a couch.
Or you throw it out.
The magic of stuff like this is you put it out on the curb and it's gone in an hour.
Yes. Like, yeah. I mean, if it's in good enough shape, I mean, I still, this is how bed bugs are spread. I do not like this. I do not condone this as a former victim of bed bugs. But yeah, I would never, ever try to sell one.
Yeah, we have the listing on Facebook Marketplace. The theory is, like, you know, he discovered he could buy a used fridge on Facebook Marketplace a while ago. He's like, this is great. Have you guys heard of Facebook Marketplace? You can just sell stuff. And we'll find out in a clip later today that he's also selling April's old hunting boots on Facebook Marketplace.
What?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
What size are they? I know someone who needs some boots.
You ever want to commit yourself to a purgatory of still available messages? Try Facebook Marketplace.
Yes.
This is crazy.
Put them up on Marketplace. That's right, boys and girls. The Toe officially has a couch for sale.
Why is the crowd going wild?
We're excited for it.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Because he has something to do.
Yes. This is a topic. He's like, not only will I get $160 cool dollars, but I this is a segment for the show. This is content.
I might meet someone. We'll meet some friends along the way. Maybe some people will stand me up. You never know. I'll get mad. I'll have some new Facebook Marketplace material.
I'm a little bitter because a couple years ago we got new sofas and I didn't even think about bringing it to my show that we got rid of the old sofa.
No, we missed out on so much material.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you think you'll get the chin lift before 40? I wouldn't even make that joke if I were you. The chin lift is coming. I think I'm going to do the chin lift at some point because I see my dad's neck and I don't want that for myself. I'm more vain than my father.
Stop eating.
Lose weight.
Yeah.
That's it.
Maybe I thought he was this big athlete.
Two of the crunches, the arr, arr, arr.
He's not insane.
Double down.
I thought he's a big athlete.
Go back a year and a half. He didn't have that. He weighed less.
You're obsessed. It was part of his
genetics. Like, you're just gonna get that if it's
called gravity.
Like, yes, some of it's genetics. If you gain a bunch of weight, it will land on different parts of your body first. But his can go if he loses weight. He just doesn't want to.
He doesn't like to talk about things landing on people's bodies.
I will copy that. I don't want this. I don't want it. Abel Graham with $2 says, happy early birthday, Aaron. I'm a Christmas Eve baby too. Say it back. I want that couch for my birthday, please. I don't want that. I want that couch gone for my birthday. Had a bite too. Somebody was going to come get it. The dimensions were off for him though. Too wide. Or not too wide. Too long.
Ah, damn.
It's a good size.
Sounds good worth the trouble.
Yeah.
This is very comfortable.
You just have to come down to my basement and get it. Come on, follow me. Mm-hmm.
I know Kinky Loco's interested in the couch if April's farts are still in there. Ooh. I know that.
tight cushions. They're still in great shape. You'd love it. It'd look great in your basement, but even would look great in your
tight cushions. Like, what does that even mean?
I don't. That's gross.
Your kids will hate it.
Honest with you. Let's have some fun with you guys. Hulkamash a baby says, what's a bigger midlife crisis, getting the chin done or the 25-year-old? She was 25, wasn't she? I would say that 25-year-old. You know, I think the 25-year-old's probably a bigger midlife crisis. So I'm good. I'm clear. I'm clean.
So this 25-year-old, this is the like Timu April at the anniversary show.
Right.
Do you think that might be her?
Maybe. I don't know.
Because he hooked up with that girl during the anniversary show.
But also April might have been 25 when they got together. Maybe he's talking about April, right?
I thought he was talking about
true,
April.
True. Yeah. 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 You're right.
You're obsessed.
Jeremy is telling me to just give the couch away. I suppose I could do that too. I probably will end up giving it away.
No, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, right? How do I make money on...
He listed on Facebook Marketplace, like, all the proceeds from this couch will go towards the goal. Mm-hmm. If you don't know what that is, the goal...
Eventually. We're having some fun. And no, guys, there are no drugs in my couch cushions. People are asking if that couch was involved in any of my past. I'm going to give the couch away. I think
if they were doing drugs in the basement at any time, chances are there probably is cocaine on the couch somewhere. It's on $20 bills. You don't think the couch is retaining little fragments of cocaine? I'm not saying like enough to do anything, but like chances are if they did coke on the couch, it probably is on the couch.
Yeah, or if any of Aaron's kids' hair was rubbed on the couch.
Right.
Maybe
right.
That'll...
Or semen.
I appreciate you guys helping me realize that it's just not worth it. that's really. I think we're gonna give the couch away. It's Christmas time, and like SP has this thing where she likes to declutter, like minimalize around Christmas because you're about to get gifts, the kids are about to get gifts, and the amount of room in your house goes down significantly. Right.
So you have to get rid of furniture to make room for gifts. This doesn't check out. I'll tell you that. Like nobody's ever gone, we're going to need to make room for presents. Let's get rid of the sofa.
This guy has a three-story house. He needs room for gifts.
Yes. He lives by himself.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You're not even the primary Christmas provider for your own children. Calm down. I think whatever you're buying your kids will fit in the back of the Tahoe.
Declutter, minimalize, whatever. And I'm like, God, there's a lot of shit I could get rid of. Like, I have a pair of like really nice hunting boots that I've worn like maybe five times. I'm like,
oh, I thought they were April's boots. Someone said they were April's boots.
Yeah, that I don't think so. They're boots that April got, that April wanted to get for him.
She was trying to get her husband to do an activity with her, and he was just like, I don't want to go out in the icky outside. I'm a basement dweller, no matter how much I call other people out for it.
Gotta go. Cowboy boots, I never wear. Those gotta go. And then there's that shitty, disgusting, awful jacket I bought in Las Vegas. I mean, it's don't get me wrong. It looks good.
I'd buy that one.
Annoying me.
Yes,
I'd buy that.
I'd like to get rid of that.
He loved it though. Like there's nothing that even after his breakup with April, he would still wear it sometimes.
What I'm hearing, and this is not uncommon for new girlfriends or whatever. Like they want to get rid of anything that you had with the ex, right? Like, hunting boots. Aaron doesn't hunt. That was April's thing. this shirt that Aaron got on a drug fueled trip to Vegas or whatever.
It's like it's revealed she wants him to keep that as a lesson.
But oh, okay. Sorry.
What, the jacket?
Yeah.
Oh, I want the jacket. I would legitimately buy that.
You know, the loud cholo glittery shirt that I have. I go, that piece of shit shirt I bought when I was a dipshit deviant in Las Vegas. Shirt. And she said, no, she goes, I'm not letting you get rid of that one. I go, why? She goes, that is, there's a lesson in that shirt. That shirt teaches you something. That shirt should always be hanging up in your closet. I'm like, I get it. I understand that take. So I don't think that one's going to go. That one's a learning experience. So yeah, I don't think. No, Gordy is not shit all over that couch. No.
That is, he shits on my toes. You know,
he shits under the desk is where Gordy shits.
And in the bed.
I guarantee Gordy has shit on that couch.
If Aaron ever goes to sell his bed, that's when you're not going to want to see it.
But there's nothing. Any fan fiction you come up with regarding the house is not accurate. I'm telling you. Red Fox Mad with $5 says, I would keep the coach and tell the kids. I think he means couch. And tell the kids to shove it. My parents never listened to us kids. Well, I'm a nicer guy than your parents and a better dad. Just kidding. I'm sure your parents.
I'm just kidding. I'm not a better dad. Kids, I got rid of that couch you wanted. Doesn't that mean I love you? Is there something tell you Balin. Want to say to me?
Tell Balin. Get rid of his couch if he loves you more.
would second sure daddy ever do that for you? I don't think so.
Get rid of our beds. There'll be more room for activities when we get here. We never sleep here anyway.
Salt of the earth, my friend. Salt of the earth. But you know, you can make these kind of decisions when you own your own home, as opposed to lying about owning your own home. That was...
You can actually make those decisions if you're renting.
Right.
Or subletting. You don't need to...
As opposed to painting, which you'd prefer to own if you're going to paint. You can paint an apartment too. But remember, Aaron was like, I don't want to paint this house. I might want to sell it one day. It's like, what?
Well, there's still holes in his wall. Like, there's dents and stuff that he refuses to...
Yeah. Do you know how hard it is to like just mud over that? It takes seconds to get a trowel and like just go
that expose. And so did Addicted to Profits about how Melton doesn't own his own house. And to watch the clip of Melton like clearly lying about signing papers and shit. And like, now I've been telling you guys he lies for 2 years and like he's lied a lot this year. But dude, it's almost every word out of his mouth and every one of his accusations are a confession. Like, it's like
this line. Firstly,
Home Alone.
Yeah. He is Home Alone.
Oh, yeah.
But this line, every accusation is a confession, is something I've repeatedly said over the last year. He watches This Little Piggy. He's picked that up and now he uses it. He's never used the phrase accusation is a confession in the entire history of Steel Toe. He's watching This Little Piggy.
He admitted he was.
Right.
During the Mikey interview.
And he's grabbed, like, he's learning the language that we use and is trying to use it against us.
Got it.
Yeah.
Disgusting and weird and gross to watch someone lie. You know they're lying. And you're like, dude, just say you're lying. He's like, well, then what are those papers I signed? You didn't sign any papers.
Fuck. My whole world is unraveling.
To have your name on a mortgage, you have to go through the pre-approval process. And at that time that house was bought, he was making no.
This is what's also crazy. I was in a title office and signed a bunch of paperwork and mortgage paperwork. And he goes, no, you didn't. You have to go through a pre-approval process. It's like, yeah, that was a month before that. You do that before you go house shopping. You get pre-approved for the loan. Like, what? He's like bringing up a thing that happened at a different time. It'd be like going, you didn't ride a roller coaster. You said you rode the Scrambler. It's like, yeah, I was at the fair all day. It's like,
but you also don't need to go through a pre-approval process.
You don't need to, but you're
right.
Kind of stupid not to. You don't waste everybody's time if you can't get a loan.
Right. We had like when we bought this house, it was we had a mortgage broker and they were like, I'd be comfortable with you going up to this number. So we never went through a pre-approval process, but the mortgage broker was like...
It works different over there in Candyland.
Right.
Red Bar had run him off the world. He was making no money. He didn't have any W-2s to show. He also had a judgment against him for like 30 or 40.
I've been self-employed since 2010. So going, he didn't have any W-2s to show is insane.
And so homeless for well before that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Also, how do you get a judgment against you from the IRS if you're not earning any money? Doesn't that mean that you've earned money and you haven't declared it?
I'm trying to inject logic into this.
Right. Okay.
Like, his wife is fake and his wife owns the house. It's like, did you just hear yourself? It's like, well, you got to pick one lane, man.
Yeah, you're not getting pre-approved for a mortgage. So his name isn't on shit. He just lied. And then these internet people matter to him so much that he needs them to think he's cool and that he owns a home and that he...
Who's cool because they own a home? Since when does that count as cool? Like, I don't think he understands what cool means. Is there anybody going like, he owns a home? He's so cool. It's never happened in the history of life.
When Ricada opened up the bullet in front of him, he's like, hey, it'll be real cool if you do some cocaine. Aaron was like, no thanks. I'm a homeowner. I'm already cool.
We all remember that scene from A Social Network when Justin Timberlake was like, $1 million isn't cool. You know what's cool? Owning a home.
Like, if you guys want, I can go up and just get my title paper. Like, you have a giant, if you own your home.
Explain it, Aaron.
A big folder from the title company, and
yes,
has an aggressive amount of documents in there. I mean, a shitload, and they're all in your name.
Yes.
So that was a really uncomfortable lie.
I have that. What is he talking about? I love how he's taking a thing that turned out to be true. You know the thing he always says where he's like, I don't know why you're mad about this. You gotta win. Like, I am not on the deed to my house. They were right about that.
Yeah, you have to eat shit now, right?
Now he's like, don't you have to eat shit? He's like, he wishes he had a folder of documents. Like, all right, well, now you're extending it into fantasy world.
Yeah, but why is everyone forgetting about the best part of all this? You have to eat shit now. You keep ignoring the fact that you have to eat shit.
You're right, I do.
For someone to go, well, then what are the, because people found the public documents, they're like, your name's not on it, Jack. And he's like, oh, well, then what are those documents I signed? Shut up, dude, you didn't sign documents. You're just lying. Like, it's uncomfortable to watch. This is the guy who says Aaron lies about everything and then calls a guy who goes, no, actually Aaron tells the truth about it. He's spot on, actually nailed it, embarrassed yourself. Every accusation is a confession, and that guy is,
wouldn't you lie about that? Like, wouldn't that be the easier lie? Just say you never spoke to Mikey. Well, you never spoke to Mikey, but if you wanted to paint Aaron in the worst light, just be like, didn't speak to him.
Like, there's a couple things he's saying here that don't make sense. Every accusation is a confession.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a confession has to be made by the person who did the thing. An accusation is made by other people. So, like, accusations by definition can't be confessions. They're coming from two different people.
Well, the sentence is pretty much like, that person is lying to you all the time. That person is constantly projecting, when in fact you're the one that's projecting and lying all the time.
Well, that's a different thing than saying accusations are confessions. That's can't be possible.
That's what that line means, because he's taken it from me.
Oh, I got it.
Every accusation is a confession.
Oh, Aaron steals everything from Moody. Jesus Christ, Moody. Get a hobby
for a long time. Chips and dips.
Okay, that was that one. So yeah, he's been loving the fact that I don't own my own home. Mm-hmm. He's I don't know how that makes him a winner. You know, it's like when he gets arrested for something, it's like, it doesn't improve or make my life worse in any way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're watching this guy who's,
well, it's like when he got arrested and it said he's going to be spending 10 days in jail and he didn't actually end up spending 10 days in jail.
Right.
Do we go on and say he spent 10 days in jail? He's just lying to you. It's right there. It's written down.
To the point, like, about, like, they lied to you. I told you they lie about everything and they got caught lying in that Big Mikey interview. It's like, they didn't. Either we played the interview and it turned out to prove you were telling the truth, in which case we didn't lie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he wants everything both ways. It makes no sense how he tries to frame everything. He's really bad at it.
I don't want to ever lie about Aaron. The truth is funny enough as is.
Right.
The goal is not to destroy Aaron or make up stuff about him. It's to accurately portray him. And then that's funny.
All right, I think we have some more about the couch here.
Right.
It looks like he's in pain.
Yes.
I have some terrible news for you. The couch is spoken for.
Damn it.
It's just like when your favorite barbecue place comes out to the line and they're like, we're sold out of brisket. Everybody has to go, ah, and they just go home. Everybody wanted this couch so bad. Sorry, guys, it's spoken for.
I thought we would be able to have fun with the couch. I haven't even listed the hunting boots yet, and people already want the hunting boots. I haven't, I mentioned decluttering for the holidays. I mentioned just getting rid of extra shit for the holidays. And it's just all of a sudden I've got messages on top of messages.
But it was for spring cleaning. I got rid of my extra shit, my wife. And for fall cleaning, I like to get rid of boots and couches.
Yeah, it was kind of, I like being able to help out. Apparently somebody bought a house and they're closing on that house, like a little bit north of here, at the end of the month. And this helped them out with their furniture budget. And by God, happy to help.
Those people are gross. Those people are pigs. You should never buy a used couch online or anywhere. It's disgusting.
If you can't afford a new couch, like go to IKEA. Like,
right.
$169 Smurvis or whatever the fuck.
Something you have to put together with an Allen wrench. Just get it.
Yes.
It'll come with the Allen wrench. You don't even need your own Allen wrench.
They're like, we've moved to Minnesota. Let's settle. Let's make our house furnished with things that are used and browned.
Yeah,
that's what we need.
Exactly. That's a good point. Who buys a new house and then goes, well, we spent all this money on a new house. Let's get a disgusting brown used couch to spruce it up. Disgusting.
There's no Monday night show, no gold. Now, I did mention this yesterday, and I mentioned it last week. My daughter's choir concert got moved because it was being held on the day of a snowstorm last week. So it got moved to last night.
Voice of an angel. We all remember walking in Memphis.
She stinks.
So I was on edge. I was concerned about how that choir recital was going.
Yes. Listen,
it's priority over evening show. And plus, always nice to get an unexpected night off. Why not? So I went to the choir concert. Nice.
If you enjoy the show, would you enjoy taking a night off from it?
Yeah, probably. You can like your job and still want time off. Right?
Always nice.
He's lying! Yeah. He's lying! Saw it as like a waitress who didn't get called in for a shift. Now he has to make up that money the rest of the week, but he's trying to be cool. How do we know he even sold this couch? I doubt he sold this couch. I need proof.
By skipping an evening show, he is $100 or $250 behind.
Right, but if he sold the couch, then he might only be 100 behind.
Well, we heard last week that people are getting maybe too much tow. You know, the morning show, for people who don't know, and it'll be visited on some of these clips, but the morning show now goes up to 5.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
When we first started covering Aaron, the morning show was 4 hours. Overtime was half an hour. He's now doing like bonuses. Like, I'll tell you what. You knock out yesterday's evening and the day before that's morning. I'll throw in an extra. It's just like,
yeah.
Nobody overtime, wants more toe.
Overtime is a given now. And then he does overtime on that and teases more overtime.
And this week, he hasn't got overtime on that. Yes.
Yeah.
And like you've said a million times, if no one gives him anything, we could have 24 hours of toe.
Looking at us right now. He's looking straight at me. That's the face I would make when I smelled the couch you're selling.
Mm-hmm. Went great. Nice and easy. No frills. You know, no fuss, no muss. And now we'll be back for the evening show tomorrow. Tonight. I'm sorry. Tonight. We're going to be back for the evening show. Scousko says the couch will be at Hackamania 3. Actually, I think by that time, that could land people in jail. So...
Dun, dun, dun.
This guy, for a guy who's been involved in so many HROs on both ends of them.
Like a woman!
And criminal charges. Him, Gino, Keanu, they don't understand anything. Mm-mm. What in this HRO? First of all, nobody wants your shitty couch at Hackamania. That's not even, shut up. But I don't think the hotel would allow it in. Like, it wouldn't pass the security sweep. But why does he, what in his mind makes him think we couldn't have his sofa at Hackamania or I would get arrested? What in that paperwork has led him to believe that this would be, are you going to ask the judge? Like, and Your Honor, one more thing. We just want to make sure that none of my clients' furniture will ever end up at a live. Like, what is he talking about?
You didn't read the sofa clause in the TRO paperwork?
Your Honor, not only am I deathly afraid of them, I'm deathly afraid they'll find comfort in my used furniture. Yeah. And I don't want that to happen.
You just set up a little mini steel toe set with the sofa.
Oh, yeah. And the fridge.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, we can have a whole set. People can take pictures.
It's like a
man cave.
What is it? It's the Ship of Theseus, but with Aaron's house.
All right.
We slowly have.
This is getting. Not here. Don't worry about it.
All right.
Sorry, that's going to make a lot of buttholes sore. There's a couple people in here with very sore buttholes.
We've been literally sticks his tongue out. And just
I got a protective order against you because I'm afraid of you.
Right. He says he's afraid of this person that he's openly taunting right now. Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
Oh, it's like the ship of thesaurus has always said. He's an idiot.
Raw lately. I'm sorry. I'll back off the.
And again, just aside from like the fact that the couch has nothing, like the HRO wouldn't prevent anything with the couch. How does he think the HROs are going?
Well, apparently they're going.
In his mind, I guess that it's being drug out so long.
Yeah, they're going great. They're still in effect, right?
Right, right.
You've canceled so many trips to Minnesota.
Yes, yes. I'm really missing out on my really winter fun up in the
fucking your life up.
I'm sorry, but you guys make it too easy.
We make it too easy over here. Did you know? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I didn't know.
How are the, like, it's insane that the HR, like the TROs are still standing this many months later. Like, is there no movement on them whatsoever? Like, what is going on? All right.
I honestly don't know.
Like, Patrick doesn't tell me behind the scenes. I'm just as frustrated as everyone.
It's not going to go how I'll just say this. I'm stressed. Playing with my balls over here. This is the couch ad for people who might want to know what kind of a sofa we're talking about. Remember, he said this is really big. It's a really big sofa. And he wrote, couch and love seat in St. Cloud. So this is the love seat. Couch and love seat we have in the basement. So in this guy's head, he's got a full house. Kids running around, happy wife in the kitchen making candied bacon. We have this old couch. Where's the honest thing to say would be like, look, I'm one guy in a house and I have like four sofas. I don't need all this. Like, I don't know. Like, if you have a furnished basement, like, don't you work hard to like furnish the basement and make it like a comfortable, cool place to hang out? This guy's like, no, I want to strip it down to the studs. I want all the furniture out.
So look at how tight that cable is behind it.
Oh, you're what is that? Sick. You're like, sick, Moody.
What is that?
Why is it so?
Oh, that's an Ethernet cable, right? It's blue, I would imagine.
Aaron's hanging from it over the rafter.
And this wall wart just dangling, hanging out. It's like it's not pushed in.
Yeah, he has cats and cat five.
Oh, it looks like the cable's like kind of pulling it out, actually. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe this is his internet cable, like running from his router or something.
Mm-hmm. Looks like also, he hasn't vacuumed in a few days either. I don't know if you can see the bottom left there.
One of the things as well is,
disgusting! Look at all those dots of
brown.
Dirt.
Everything's brown.
The other thing I like is the shadow of his hands taking the photo. Oh, it looks like he's sick. He's doing this.
He's holding it up.
He's doing this. It looks like he's doing it.
It's like his palms are splayed. Mm-hmm. He's doing this.
But that, we've seen him do that on the show. Like that is kind of like how he does. How he takes photos. This is the 17th. And look, there's a lot of mixed signals that come out of Aaron. And one of them is that he has the biggest show of all the shows that make fun of him and all this stuff. But also, like, there's a lot of struggling. There's a lot of missed goals this week. Too many to count. I think probably 4 missed goals this week. But he thinks he knows why. He thinks he knows why that he's missing goals. And it's because he got too cocky about it.
Welcome to the show. Let's get going today. By God, let's have a good show. Look, I got to learn to shut my mouth. When things are going really well, just shut up. Just shut up and act as though things you're about to go out of business.
We've heard him say this about a lot of stuff over the past year and a half. I got to
He wrote it on the board, remember, when he had the board behind him. It said, shut up, Aaron.
Yes. You need it in front of you, Aaron. You need it.
So you said this is on the 17th?
Yes.
Which would have been Wednesday?
Yes.
That is so sad because the number one donator is $72. 3 days in to five, he's already done 5 shows at this point.
Yeah, look, man, sometimes nothing comes in. It can't all be like this that we got minutes into the show that I was holding out on. But look at this, $250 from KJ. This is amazing. And I think it's just because Carl's not here. Because KJ sends $250 in and says, geek free zone today. Love it. Merry Christmas to all. But to your point, Tugay, I think this single donation from KJ is probably more than if you added up his top.
Yes. It's insanity. He's missing by even more than I think he's admitting to. Get KJ on the board, by the way. Get her on the board.
We'll put KJ up on the board.
Especially with Super Tip taking less. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh yeah, you know, because the Super Tip Twitter account, which is run by multiple people, but it tweeted out that, like, if Mersh had gotten $1,000 tip he got the other night on YouTube, well, you can stop right there because you can't get $1,000 super chat.
What?
Right? Isn't it like limited to 500?
Correct. Yes. And so, you can only give $500 up to $500 within a day.
Look, not a Super Tip ad, but we are open. We are enrolling new shows. So if you'd like to get an invite code and use Super Tip on your show, email support@supertip.gg. We'd love to have you on the platform. We got to figure out how to make money at this.
I have invite codes, Aaron. Reach out, Aaron. I'll give you an invite code.
Do not give Aaron an invite code.
That'd I'm giving you an invite code, Aaron.
Fucked up. Can you see him sticking it to me? He has people an HRO against me, and he's going to use my platform?
You know, I've been thinking about this Super Tip. People have been telling me I could make money with it.
You've heard about this new company?
Tukey was telling me about this new company he's involved in. He sent me an invite.
Stop talking right when I hit play.
Like Cameo.
God, I hate when Tukey's on.
For an extra $1,000 for the anniversary show, that show just goes over budget in general. Thanks.
He has mentioned this anniversary show like 3 times in the past week.
What anniversary is this?
He's still mad about giving Gino so much for the anniversary show.
Oh,
he can't stop replaying the year in his mind. Like, fuck, it would have been so good if I hadn't given Gino and Keanu.
If only I knew how much debt he was in.
It's gone, Aaron.
Roots Calhoun and his tab.
Going really well. I go to jail for a week. Things start going really well. We have a colossal failure of a morning show. And then the evening show gets wiped out by an internet outage. One thing's for sure. God hates a bragger. And if you don't believe in God, it doesn't matter. He will make himself appear to you. If you do not humble yourself before the Lord, he will humble you.
So that's the reason things aren't going well. Now, again, things are going great. Their numbers have never been higher. Best year ever. They haven't missed any goal. He announced last week, perfect week after missing goals. This week, I'm sure, will be a perfect week. You know, I haven't seen today's show, but I imagine it was a perfect week. How could it not be?
Didn't he say last week that he was a sore winner and a sore loser? It sounds like he's just sore all the time.
Yeah, in multiple ways.
Right.
And I have Tuesday.
Can you think of a reason a man would have sore hips? Who Who's gripping them too tight, Aaron?
The weather is changing.
So let's make Wednesday a rejoicing day for the toe. Balls Deep with $2 says, for the chat seethers, you know, the funny ones. Dude, I love the toe seethers so much. I think, look, I'd be angry if I were them too. You wasted 2 years of your life. You wasted 2 years of your life. And then you said, our stated goal is we're going to run Aaron off the internet.
When did anyone state that?
I did. You got the letter. I sent it to you. I told you to sign it, so I knew you got it. I don't think you ever sent it back.
I mean, maybe a chatter, maybe somebody on a message board or something, but like, has any show gone, one, we're going to get Aaron kicked off the internet?
One. There was Ethan Ralph, who Aaron is friends with now, said he wants to like, and like he, that was the most open threat has been from Ethan Ralph. The second most open threat, probably from Nick Ricada, saying that he wants to take everything from Aaron. I don't know how it was stated, but he doesn't want to take Aaron's life. He doesn't want Aaron to suffer physically, but he wants to take everything from Aaron, like
that's
money.
That's not what I heard. I heard him say he wants him to make $1 million.
Right, so that he can take it away from him.
Oh, okay.
Sell the couch so Ricada doesn't get it. Right. I saw him eyeing up that couch the last time he was here. Put it on your Facebook Marketplace immediately, SP.
He's reading those World War II books and he's salting the earth as he retreats. Like
he's looking at me again. This is fucked up. He looks over to the side so much.
Is this direct?
Moved our images over to this side of the screen. Like I feel like he's staring at us.
Do you think this is direct contact?
Yeah, this feels like.
And now we're back to the numbers we were doing when we first started this damn thing. I mean, it's back to really, really good. As far as unique viewers go, higher than we've ever been. Spread out over multiple platforms. So I,
and again, it's impossible that those platforms counting unique viewers, that any of those people are the same people.
I mean,
every time he's shown his Rumble studio screen, Facebook has had like one or two on there. Kick hasn't been streaming too. So it's actually just three platforms that he's talking about. And you can follow all of them at steeltoe.lol and see how much he actually gets.
Try movie mode.
Yeah, the viewers you can actually see are shit. But the ones, the make-believe viewers, we have hundreds of thousands. It's fantastic.
Angry too, but you guys have to learn when to take your wins because we're never going to give you a big win. We're going to give you micro victories. You need to embrace them. You're a starving man crying in the desert. So I love watching.
Me? I'm fat and I'm starving in the desert.
The anti-steel toe crowd humiliate themselves. I need to work on it. I need to be a better person. Veldrain with $5 says how steel toe viewers treat it when Aaron comes to the G word. Oh, yeah, that's right.
By the way, there's never been less Clippers and less shows talking about Aaron since it started. And now it's a steel toe, anti-steel toe crowd. Like, Stalin's the only guy who clips Aaron anymore, really.
Well, Bubble Popper.
Yeah, I'm talking about, like, on YouTube.
Right.
Like, there used to be Doom, Stalin, Sotero Joe Burrow, I guess, still does some compilations here and there. But, like, it's died off. You know, I think Carl does a steel toe segment here and there, but
he's not as interesting
covering steel toe.
He hasn't been as interesting lately.
No, for sure. And that's there's still laughable clips every week, which is why we save it for this show.
But the thing is, it's like him not being interesting is in and of itself interesting.
Look, man, I checked again every Friday before I come on. I check his numbers. 1.6 is the number for morning shows this week, and evening shows 500s and 600s. It's bad. But of course, that's not the primary platform.
It's spread over five platforms, which yeah. is actually yes. four. The three platforms.
Oh, okay.
Shows a megaphone, really.
Five platforms. We keep
we take three of those.
Yeah, yeah.
Last month. You don't even mention it. It's interesting. So that's a cope. But that happened to Piers Morgan. So he tweeted this morning, is it just me? Or is this platform being overrun by horribly abusive trolls? Now, anyone who complains about trolls being abusive, see, I own mine. I don't understand why people have a problem with trolls. The way you deal with them is you smile, you yes and you make them look silly. I've made an art form of it. I should teach a goddamn class. I've turned my trolls into my
own. Piers Morgan made this tweet in December 17th, 2025. He's 2 years too late on that tweet.
What? How many classes is Aaron going to teach? Every time he gets into something, he's like, I should teach a class on that. I should get certified in that. I should become an attorney. I should become a therapist.
Gino teaches comedy. Gino teaches comedy. That's all you have to. That's all you have to say.
There is a famous. There is a famous saying about those who can do, those who can't.
Look, and it's not always true. You know, right. There are plenty of like lecturers at universities who are very successful and want to give back time and energy to the next generation and do that kind of thing. But there are a lot of people who never could cut it in right. whatever it is, business, finance, marketing, you know,
and it's
education.
So, like, and it's so easy to step into a room of very inexperienced people and market yourself as the expert right. in that and get all the feelings that come along with that.
Sure.
First, get all their private information. Then get HROs, which are meant for women who are deathly afraid of their ex-husbands. And that's how you handle them.
So I can't imagine being Piers Morgan. I mean, I'm sitting here trying to make $250 in donations every morning. Piers Morgan's a multimillionaire. How have I like figured it out more than anybody else? And he's sitting here on Twitter in the middle of the app.
Aaron's figured it out more than anybody else. That made me laugh. That got me. This, oh, he's cracked it.
Yeah, he's made it so you can't interact with his tweets. That's how he deals with it.
Yeah. Give me Piers Morgan.
Yeah, you're right. He's like, I should teach a class on how to deal with internet trolls. Block everyone, allow no replies.
This must be why ignorance is bliss. Because when you figure it out, you move to Minnesota, you get divorced twice.
Oh, you stupid newbies. Mute and block are most certainly not the same. Let me explain them to you.
I wouldn't read a goddamn thing anyone ever said about me, positive or negative. I just keep doing my thing and collecting the checks. So for that shit to, I mean, it can't even bother me. And it bothers you? That's pathetic. But oh, yes, no,
Aaron,
not being logical.
Aaron reads everything. If you leave a comment on any of his on any of his YouTube videos, he will either respond or hide it, meaning that he has read it. Or he'll do both.
No, he doesn't have Reddit. He has Kiwi Farm.
Right.
Aaron, well, I mean, my God. I sit here and I smile all day long and I taunt and tease people who all they want in life is to get to me. All they want is like, we've been wasting 2 years of our life trying to take down the toe and he won't go away and he still has an audience and they like him and they around and have fun.
It's closer to 3 years now. It's coming up on 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I watch shows that make me miserable and I figured it out and I'm sitting here with a goal jammed up my ass. Ooh, not supposed to signal, but you get the idea. If I can do it, that's why I don't.
I flipped YouTube terms of service. I said goal.
Bad for anybody. If I can deal with it, you can deal with it. Like, Melton finds out something embarrassing about himself, like he doesn't own his own home, and he's tens of thousands of dollars in debt to the IRS, and he disappears and does like one show a week because he can't handle it.
Now, I did do one show this week.
Pussy!
It happens to be because I've been out having fun. I wasn't sitting here going like, I can't go live. They're going to find out I'm a fraud. This guy's insane. I do one show a week. Now, that's happened 1 week this week. But this was on Wednesday. And he's like, Melton does one show a week. Last week I did five. Like, if you count the members show, like, what is he talking about? I haven't done one show a week in the memorable past. What is this about?
Like, well, I don't know. We need like NLO.LOL. To see,
to skew my numbers up. We gotta move my numbers up. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mercatus says Melton Cope in the chat. No. You're the one who was afraid to stream, pussy. You're the one who does maybe one show a week.
You're also so in debt and so poor, you can't do shows.
Like my internet plan, I only get like 250 megabytes of bandwidth a week.
Oh no.
Yeah, does your landlord turn off your internet?
My heat.
How are you even listening to these people? It's pathetic. It's beyond pathetic. It's downright sad. It's loathsome. Did I do that? Says Aaron, did you see the math toggle on Steel? No, you know what? I'll say this. It's good to know that they're handling their L so well that they made an entire Cope website. I love that. I love that they're like, no, Aaron's numbers can't be real. Here's the Cope numbers we came up with.
He thinks that your website makes fake numbers. I mean, he doesn't, but this is what he's telling his audience.
I don't know how
the numbers you put on steeltoe.lol are fake.
You can check that. Like, while it's live, you can click on any of the three streaming platforms that it's on by clicking the cards, and it takes you there, and you can check the numbers for yourself.
That's what a Cope guy would say.
Yeah. It is nice. Hi, guys. Nice to see you again.
Hi.
I love it.
Oh, I also don't know, like, does he keeps saying that it's like low IQ stuff to be setting up a website. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't think he'd be capable of doing that. I don't think anyone in his audience would be capable of doing that.
No, he had to get rid of his domain name because he said it was too expensive. Like, his PO box.
It's $15 a year. That's how much a domain costs.
I mean, on an expensive site, you can get them for $8. Like, yeah.
You didn't hire Jake Hudson to make your thing? That's not who made your little Cope thing?
No.
And then you gotta keep
it. I will say this, PO boxes are expensive. I think those are like $250 a year. So that could have a real impact. That's like a whole night goal.
Well, you made that on one super tip.
Oh, okay.
That's fantastic.
What about defending against criminal charges? Is that expensive?
Oh, well, that's a flat rate.
Right.
Because you can't let the kids see like a fucked up, you know, unconventional, disjointed, dysfunctional relationship because then they grow up and shit happens. So, like, you got to kind of not like smile and take it, like, but you do have to swallow your pride a little bit in an odd way or like argue about it in private somehow. That really sucks. You got to try and bury that anger because there's a kid involved. I get it. I hear you, man. I've been through all of it. I had a first wife, then I had a second wife. And the second wife would gaslight the fuck out of the first wife. And then the first wife would call me complaining about the treatment she was getting from the second wife.
Now, we all know what happened was the first wife and second wife were commiserating over the experience of being married to Aaron. His manipulation, his abuse, his in their words, his inability to change. That it was not going to get better, that he's broken.
And they use the word monster.
Yes. And then what happened is because Aaron had access to the second wife, he turned her against the first wife with him. And that's when the troubles began between the two wives. Aaron got tired of him, his wife, his current wife and his old wife gossiping behind his back. That's what happened. It's documented by court documents.
You can read the texts and see.
Him, his wife and his old and his second wife, the first and second wife, did not have animosity. They were not. They were friends.
They were very supportive of each other. There was, I love yous. You're amazing. Right. Yeah.
And Aaron hated that because Aaron resented his first wife, and he wanted his second wife to join him, and he made that happen. He created that. Everything that happened between Ashley and him, their HRO. All the trouble between April and Ashley, Aaron curated that and made it happen. He manifested that.
He did it by using the kids. So there might be some people around here who weren't around for that time. But what Aaron did that we can gather is that he pushed for April and his first wife's current husband to be called mother and father of the kids because they input just as much as the actual parents. And that was a line with the mother of the kids. She was like, I don't want that to happen. And then he said, see, look what she's doing. She doesn't think that you contribute to the kids. You should be called the kid's mother. And then that created sort of an us versus them camp.
He also insisted that that Ashley call April forever mommy. And she was not having that.
Yes, kids, you will call her forever mommy because she'll be here forever. Or 4 years, whatever happens first.
Right, depending on when I get tired of her.
Be stuck in the middle, and I'm getting angry, and I'm fighting when I'm...
Does Tukey have a Tukey puppet?
This is my child I use as a shield. Get back! Get back, Melton! Get him, Charlotte! Get him! Get him! Go after him!
And that was insane, but then you're also like, I'm getting mad, I'm getting angry, I have to stop doing this, because I don't want the kids to have a bad time. So no, I hear your roots, man. That sucks, and it's hard to get over, but when you try to... One thing that helped me a lot is a couple of mantras, if you will. One of those mantras was, it doesn't cost you anything to be kind. And number two, no amount of anger that person can cause is worth me doing any kind of accidental harm to my children.
That is.
Turns out it costs a lot to be unkind and lie, though. That costs quite a bit of money.
Wild advice coming from him. He has described himself as vengeful many, many times.
You have to be cruel to be kind.
A sore winner, a sore loser.
But he's a kind sore winner.
Yes, I guess.
Is that a Bangles song?
All right, let's get to what's important here. Everybody get your seething devices ready. Hopefully we've hit the goal today. Remember, supertip.gg/NLO. This is how we make our money, and God knows we need it over here. I need a good show today. We need it.
The couch.
Oh, shit.
A treasure trove of DNA. Another win for the toe. Merry Christmas sauce, Tookie, and Moody. Sorry, no presents this year. Apparently, you have to pay American Express back after you charge.
Yes. I did hear about that. Sorry.
Apparently, right, you don't. Apparently, you don't.
I moved this overlay, and it's going to suck. This is going to suck.
Oh, you've steel-toed your overlay.
Oh, man. How do I fix it? I got to resize this and then move it over. It's a StreamYard thing. So,
well, while you're doing that, I will ask you, how has Pulper Fest started off? I know Pulper Fest kicked off last night. What have we done so far? What has John planned out for you guys?
Yeah, I picked Pat up at the airport. I picked Kaylee is here, Lucy Tightbox.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Carl. We all played poker last night. We had dinner.
Is Kaylee part of the budget? Okay. Like, is she here on her own dime?
Everyone, I think, is here on their own dime.
Oh, right. So Pulper's not paying for it.
Mm. I mean, Pulper gave people money, like in super chats and stuff. So, like, in a way, I guess.
What? So, he's not involved. What's going on?
That's insane. Comedy. Moody gives lectures on building software. Those who can do.
I don't actually, but thank you.
Are you including Blade? Make sure you include Blade. I know his mother. I'll call his mother and tell him what you boys are doing if you don't include him.
Piers Morgan can't handle the trolls. I handle trolls the right way. I smile in their face. Yes, and them get multiple HROs like a baby back bish and block all of them. It doesn't even bother me.
He's smooth. It's easy.
Hey, Hunchback, remember the other day when I broke my fake guitar on stream and told people to fuck off with their shitty money? That goes for you, too. You should revoke my super tip privileges. Yeah. I do not deserve your service. And if I do want super tip down the line, hopefully some schmuck will send me a code. But because I destroy fans' gifts, I don't think I deserve your platform, Melton.
You're 100% allowed to hate me and use super tips. And use super tips to facilitate hate towards me. Boy, that would really grind my gears.
Terrorism is not allowed. That's the line. You cannot use it.
I'm sure there's a bunch of lines the company will have to take.
There are more people clipping Kiki and her butthole than there are people even giving a damn about Aaron. Hurry, Aaron. You must say the G word more. You must beg harder before reality sets in.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's true. It's this show is one of the only things giving life to the toe.
Yep.
We should snap that neck with our foot instead of releasing it like we have been doing.
I'm going to throw this out there. There have been talks about next year alternating this show every other week with a new show that we are in production brainstorm about now. That will be called the Baby Fatso Show.
Oh, no. Wait, my friend Chad?
Yes.
You dicks, you're obsessed. You're obsessed. Get lives, all of you.
So we're thinking about alternating every Friday the Baby Fatso Show and, of course, this Little Piggy Show. I don't think this Little Piggy will be going anywhere, but perhaps alternating.
But would this mean that this Little Piggy will find a home on one of the two channels? NLO and WATP.
No, we already thought about that. Like, I'd do 2 weeks. Carl would do 2 weeks, something like that. Okay. And we've invited Cardiff.
So you're putting people into two Carl weeks in a row is what you're subjecting people to.
Maybe a Cardiff week. Maybe we.
That's nice. You steal the guy's platform, but we'll invite you on the show. No problem. Fantastic. You're all ridiculous. I apologize for Rocco recommending the show. Haha, you clowns. It's horrible. Please contact your cable provider for a complete refund. It's not. It's great. All the characters talk like JT.
Oh, my God. I used to have the show up over on the side to see the super tip on the screen, and I forgot the new super tip has the preview. It's so fucking good. So nice to be able to read what's on the screen in the super tip. Oh, you did a fantastic job, Moody.
You're welcome.
Really did great. The couch, a treasure trove of DNA, another win for the toe. Merry Christmas, Sauce, Tukey, and Moody. Sorry, no presents this year. Apparently, you have to pay American Express.
What's he reading, Moody?
What are you reading?
What's he reading, Moody?
What?
Mark Davis, $5. You could have all of Aaron's furniture and set it up like when Kramer had the Merv Griffin set in his apartment. And you could do the Steel Toe Show.
Then we have a bug back again.
Stinks, Moody.
In the queue now, too.
I knew it. Oh, this is a disaster.
Maybe
shut
this,
it down.
This is this overlay.
I just praised you. I just
shut it down. This
Maybe this overlay is the old one. I don't know. There's one old overlay that's keeping everything up.
Tell the investors there will be no Christmas.
Refresh the overlay. It'll be good.
I have like three in the queue that aren't on the screen now.
You have an old overlay.
I've refreshed the overlay. I've done that.
You haven't refreshed the cache.
You idiot. I did it right before the show.
Okay.
I heard things aren't going good over at Super Tips. I don't know if anyone...
The current page, I did it right before the show.
The owners were fighting live on air the other day about how nothing works. I don't know. That's what people are telling me. I didn't see it.
Holy shit, Moody. You're a piece of shit.
It is fixed. You've just got old cash. Old cash melting is what...
I've done it again. There. I've done it again. We'll see.
All right.
We'll see. Hold on. This is the one that I was trying
to... The couch, a treasure trove of DNA. Another win for the toe. Merry Christmas, Sauce, Tookie, and Moody. Sorry, no presents this year. Apparently, you have to pay American Express back after you charge.
You also played that one already.
Yeah, that's an...
Like a while ago.
That was the one I was reading.
No, you played that before.
Oh, well then fuck. This is really fucked.
Oh, it stinks. It's not ready. It's just not ready.
G-Rob, this year is going to be up before y'all get 1 year protective order dismissed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how that goes.
Thanks for the Home Alone thumbnail seething losers.
Mannequin and Quinn Martin production. Fonzie was the coolest, and he rented a cracker box above the garage. Case closed. Cracker box. I just love it. Right when I praised Moody is when the problem came. Like he did it on his end.
You did it on your end.
B Smiley, send Nick the link. He has couch info.
This show can only be 3 hours long.
Yeah, I'm going to play poker. I have a hard out today. I'm like Carl, and no members only show tonight. Sorry. Sorry, I'll be too afraid to stream later tonight. Frank Niebles, here's the uncomfortable truth about the couch. He's short on Christmas money.
Yep.
It does seem odd that, like, out of nowhere, we've seen this with Michael Ray Bauer, like, where he's going through a closet and just looking around and going, what can I get rid of for cash? So I don't know. It's an interesting theory. Do I think Aaron's broke? No. But I guess it's possible.
Anything under like $500, I'm not going to bother selling as furniture. Like beyond that, sure. But if it's that low, yeah, no.
Rocco, you do this show, but not Cardiff show Thursday. Oof, I hope they're paying you at least. We're not.
Nope, never. I couldn't do Cardiff last night. I had a thing. Fuck you.
I had a thing.
Your Honor, they are at it again. This time there's a puppet and a guy from the Shire who want my Facebook couch so they can steal my cum. I can't live like this, Your Honor.
Imagine we could clone Aaron from his couch.
Mm-hmm. It stinks!
True. Aaron will not be happy to see Tukey is back. He is so confident Tukey quit making fun of him because he saw the ship sinking. TLP lives. I'm telling you, Rocco is more into it than anybody. Mm-hmm.
I'm here. I am on Aaron's side. I'm here to give a different opinion. Aaron is a professional radio host.
You said you hate him.
Shut up. He has impeccable taste in gas station food. That's what we bond over.
That honestly is what endeared you to him.
I know. I'm telling you,
gas station. His, and It changed his entire outlook towards you.
People love gas station food and they bond over it.
Will Tukey ever not look disheveled?
No. Next.
Happy pedophile with $5. Heavy pedophile with $5. Thank you, Mark Davis.
I love to talk about Aaron, but may I ask, how do you get more credits to create more voices on Super Tips? Also, can you believe anyone would text Keanu to hook up when they can see her asshole at KeanuCThompson'sAsshole.com?
I think somebody really did make that
site. Yeah, but it redirects to like the debt payments back on American Express or something like that.
You will be able to purchase more voice creation credits in the future.
Right now, you only get 3. If you'd like to
open
one of those up, just delete one of your voices.
And yeah, if you delete a voice you've created, you will get the credit back. Just so you know.
Listeners are making voices?
Yes.
Yeah, you can make your own voices now on the new.
What?
Why don't you freaking check it out?
Amazing. I've got things to do. I haven't, though. I haven't actually gone to it yet. But I hear it's amazing. I hear it's great.
Super Tip employee Herb checking in. That Super Tip product promo a few minutes ago was pure Steve Jobs. Mooney thinks, like, I do swear right before the show, I did go in and refresh the URL and everything. I did do that.
There's like there's a cache thing. Like, it should be fixed. Like, there's an old overlay somewhere that's still up.
Not on my show. Not on my show. I have it on 2 machines.
Okay.
So I don't know. I believe you, but I'm telling you what I did do before the show because I could hear you yelling at me preemptively. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, I got this stressful. I got to just squeeze it. Queefer Stutherland, King Melty, please invite Adam to watch some Richard. Please invite Adam to watch some Richard Leland Neal. Yeah, I think he'd be great at that. Chad doxed himself today by showing his Waze location to brag that he lived 12 minutes from something. Yes, I did see that. People have Chad's address now, and it was Chad's doing. Mm-hmm, so that's pretty good. Sure we'll have some updates on that. Mike Crotch, Merry Xmas, fuckers. Keep kicking ass. Thank you very much. And Delco Lou says, Merry Christmas. See, it's Super Bowl 3. It's Super Bowl 3.
He put Super Bowl.
Atlantic City. Oh, did he?
Yes, you can't read. Yeah. Poor, and you don't own a house, and you have to eat shit.
This is how they tell you.
And you're fat.
You're scared to do a show.
Lucy Busey, members only show tonight, or do we riot? No members only show tonight. I will be busy playing poker and ignoring all of you. Because again, I'm mostly afraid to stream.
Well, we can't expect you to stream during Pulper Fest.
Yes, it's one Pulper of the Fest.
Biggest times of the year. And no, Pulper's not dead. I heard people ask before because Tukey said he's dead. Not yet. Not yet.
In spirit, he is.
Yeah, but it sounds like...
Can he leave the house is the question.
No, I don't think so.
Thanks to Crowdcat for gifting a membership. Jay Swizzle says, Tukey, it's a
why isn't
miracle bonus, Carl.
Why isn't Pulper Fest... where Pulper is like Shut why Vegas?
Pulper didn't want that. I asked
what Pulper
that
wanted.
I asked that. I said, why don't we just go to him? And he said, no, it has to be in Vegas.
Tim 422, Merry Christmas, nerd. See you at Hackamania. Yes, hackamania.com. Get your tickets. Delco Lou's a new member. Bubble Popper 24, who is a real hero and an honorary member of this little piggy. Someone suggests to listen to High Ren again. What's High Ren?
It's a song about being in a mental institute.
Oh, great. Ricada Law, please no one grab the couch. I don't want to be cloned. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
He shot ropes.
Spy report.
On this couch.
Spy report.
Cool Homeowner, gifted 5. Nobody likes onions. Membership. Cool Homeowner. Thank you very much for the 5 gifted memberships. RX Girl became a new member. EFS throwing 10. Gifted memberships. If you guys aren't careful, we might hit the goal today. We might have to put these stress fidget toys down. We might not even need them. Oh, Wells. Fixed the 24/7 channel. If it got fixed hours ago. Today. Is it broken again already? Because I'd believe you. Anyway, we have so much toe to get to. Let's get back. This is Aaron.
Oh.
Now, Aaron's not boxing anymore. Aaron's not golfing anymore because it's the winter. But we all know he's got a new hobby. Basketball.
You're not an ally of mine anymore that I've turned to the other side. I think you're going to call me Libto for this one. I was in the gym yesterday. I'm playing basketball. And a couple guys call me over. Hey, we need a sixth for 3-on-3. And I'm always down for a game. So I said, fuck yeah. And I played basketball.
What was he doing? Just shuffling around in the corner of the court? Hey, you want to play? Oh, yeah. I'm always down for a game.
Stretching his hammies.
He's just hanging out there now.
He's doing like shadow throws into the net every time someone's.
How many weeks do you think it is before we start hearing names? Like my basketball buddy, Rick.
Oh,
very short, yeah.
You know?
Five Somalis yesterday. And they were, you know what? They were funny. They were really, I mean, cheaters. A couple of them were just fucking cheaters. I kept score because I'm like, these guys will fucking lie. And like my teammates and theirs, like teammates and opponents, I'm just like, a couple times in my head.
Aaron hates when people lie about the score or numbers.
Yeah, right? How hypocritical is this? But also that he cares. Like, no one cares about a pickup gym basketball game score. Meanwhile, he has a pencil behind his ear, and he's like, oh, who got that, Rodney? Rodney, was that you? Who assisted you? It's like, play the game, stupid.
To me, the irony of him just going like, these guys are saying they're ahead, and they're not. Like, why would anyone do that?
Ooh, I hate when people lie.
There's one guy who kept lying about who it went out on and this and that. Like, the rest of us were pretty honest about, like, oh, yeah, that was on me, or, oh, that was a foul, whatever. But this guy was always trying to get an edge. There were a couple times where I thought in my head, he's pulling a little tequila here. This guy's full of shit. Yeah.
How many times?
He loves that word.
How many times do you think Aaron's just like, holy crap, I mean, man, when we played in prison rules weren't even this bad. Like, always trying to get it out there that he played basketball in prison.
You know, I did a stint.
All right, if that's what you say. I mean, if you could take four steps. I mean, even in prison, we didn't let, you know, guy take four steps.
I was a starter at the Stearns County Stampede. We were 0-2.
It got better.
Or as we called it, 2.
Our team won 2 out of 3 games.
Of course.
And then I decided, you know what?
Fuck, that's enough.
I don't need to risk it from there. We lost the first one, won the next 2.
Don't need too much winning.
Like shit from the outside. I couldn't not, until the third game, I didn't hit a 3. I mean, I was just bricking them. It was terrible. I was rebounding well. Good putbacks. I was passing like a demon. My fucking point.
When is this guy going to get back on radio? This is Trent.
He has transitioned to basketball guy. We've seen golf guy, go to boxing guy, and now he's moved on to a new sport.
Yeah. I can't wait for spring when he's like, I was out on the court and I was like, or I was out on the golf course and I was, my game is so bad. I just started shooting the ball into the hole. I just started like laying it up.
And was on yesterday. But as far as shooting goes, I was off. But me and my Somalis beat their Somalis 2-1. We got up 20 to
my Somalis. That's a great way to talk about your slaves, Aaron.
My Somalis.
They were games up to 21.
Did you go, Tookie, you went my Sharona?
Yeah.
I was thinking more like my Somalis, great at shots. Your Somalis. Yeah.
Nine
and the Mickey Avalon approach
ended up winning 23-16. Like, we really
dominated.
Yeah,
well, you know, like, it's no fair. They had a white coach, right? Like, so they Aaron has this strategic outlook at the game that he's able to impart on these poor, dumb Somalis to help them play, because we all know that black people on their own are not successful at basketball.
How do I get through to these Somalis?
No kimchi. That's the wrong basket. You want the other one.
Guys, I've been going to this class called Thinking for a Change.
But guys, yes, we'll never get through to regionals at this rate.
Good hustle out there, Shibuti.
He's yesterday, and none of them defrauded me out of a penny. Los Federales says, who was the captain? You know what? I don't know, but I didn't tell any of them that I... Oh, no, I was the captain. I picked my team.
Oh, wait. I was actually the number one guy.
I'm the captain now. Like, what? How many, like, Somali references?
Look at me. Look at me.
I was the captain now. Son of a bitch. By the way, I played 3 games of 3-on-3. I looked at the clock and I'd been there for like an hour and a half. And I'm like, I can skip the weight room today.
Jesus.
Always.
No one cares that you go to the gym.
He hates weight.
He hates weights. He hates cardio. Like, what does he enjoy? Just winning? I think
telling
yeah,
you that
sparring.
He went to the gym.
Right.
That's what he enjoys. Again, this is just the show material. But for the rest of us, this is, you know, Thursday afternoon.
Like, he hangs out at the gym like aspiring screenwriters hang out at Starbucks. He literally just posts up there waiting for an invite to stuff.
It's insane.
I also don't think his, like, Somali friends would appreciate him, like, knowing he's talking this way about them. Like, this is insane to be talking about people who are very nice to you.
Yeah. Shibuti doesn't care. He likes when I talk about him on the radio. Hello, right, Shibuti! Right.
Starts talking about Takia and all sorts of things. Like, what are you doing?
Those little shortcuts will keep you fat. That's for sure. Aaron rubbing up on defense. No, Aaron plays good defense, but there's no rubbing up. Now, my Gray Duckling says Larry Jailbird is back. It was not a Larry Jailbird performance. And you know what? Way more physical game yesterday than in jail. You wouldn't think that way. But since I've been out, I've played some basketball games. That was the most physical one I've played.
I would think that way. You were playing a trans slow guy in jail.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think that the guys at the Y who play all the time are probably a little better.
I hurt my opponent a little bit. I didn't mean to. We were coming down. We both went for a rebound, and I ripped at the ball.
Oh, he takes it so seriously.
And he was behind me, and I got him, like, right here in the shoulder, and I'm like, ah, fuck. He was not doing it. I felt bad because, like, it was sore the rest of that. It was the last game, and it was sore, and we ended up kicking their – now, we were kicking their ass before that. But he was playing basically with one wing, and it kind of felt like cheating.
Do you think he's made any progress on helping Mikey out? You know, he said he was going to start going in there and organizing
Who's
games.
Mikey? Yeah. Who are you talking about?
He wanted to be a lawyer to defend him. Are we done? We just moved on?
Fuck that. I think I could be a star basketball player now. Right. Fucking elbowing people for rebounds like it's NBA Jam. Look, flailing my elbows around.
Probably won't be in the NBA, but if I work hard for a couple of years, I could probably be in some European league.
Yeah, who's thinking about the tutorial level when you've moved on to Somalis?
Right. Like, I'm not thinking of playing so much, but you know, they always need coaches, and that's where I shine.
Coach Doe.
Carabello says, did you sodomize any of them? If you get to sodomize your opponent after a victory, that has to be clearly agreed upon before the game. Come on. You know the rules. Hacka. You know the rules. Hobo says, when did you guys hit the showers together? And how was that experience? Gentle lovers? No, I said winners get to call ice on the losers. So that was enjoyable. I like
this guy. It's like he has a wheel of 6 topics in his brain. That I think he's able to, like, just bounce around from. And he thinks that's a personality.
Mm-hmm. Next. Oh, well, let's go to the chat for a little bit. No straight man calls it PubMix. Fuck you, asshole. Do you want me to go get the thing? It's called fucking PubMix. You know what?
I think we're about to find out why the chins have appeared in a second.
Rumble Friday theme song for a little bit. I got to shove this up Rummage Sales asshole.
Rumble Friday theme song. Everybody knows what it is, right?
Hmm?
Move what away from Nogs.
Right.
And his mother's asshole and his mother's cunt. I've had it. I've had an amazing week. Eat my ass.
His head looks so different and weird when he takes off the headphones.
Yeah.
Like, those headphones are flattering for him.
Okay, I shouldn't have went and grabbed this because I bought this on Wednesday. You know what? Should I just lie and say I bought this on Tuesday? No, I bought it. Wait.
That thought popping into his head just speaks volumes.
Should I lie?
Should I lie?
Chat, let's start a poll. Should I lie?
And this is about a little inconsequential thing. You know what I mean? Like,
no, I did buy this on Tuesday. Okay, good.
Oh, thank God.
The lie is not a lie.
Oh,
on Tuesday.
We were going to think you were a fatso for a second.
Jesus.
As soon as I grabbed it,
PubMed.
That is.
It's just Chex Mix.
He's going elbow deep into that jar.
I was like, oh.
You know what? I thought these were tennis balls when I bought it.
I really shouldn't bring this down there. I'd like to say SP had some, but this is an Aaron Imholt production. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
How are you not constipated eating that many nuts?
Those are so calorie dense as well.
Yeah, it's all fat.
Right. When was the show?
What a piece of garbage.
Friday?
I'm glad.
Friday. So over the course of 3 days, he ate, geez, that's a
seven cups.
That's so much.
I'm sure he's skipping meals, though.
Yeah.
This is insanity.
This morning. Oh, that's bad. But as you can see, it's from Utz. It's called PubMix, you fucking cunt. I apologize to any cunts who are listening to the show today.
He had to run up to his kitchen and get this and bring it down and show us. Like, what is the radio show going to be?
His show
contract.
His show is just kind of like Carmick's, only Carmick is way more emotional and usually drunk. But right. It's just him fighting with the listeners.
Chat. Right.
That's all it is.
Proving he's not lying.
Right. It's very interesting. These Minnesota guys are very interesting.
Pub mix. I'm a nuts for Utz. So it rhymes.
Did you ever go over his voiceover audition stuff?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You did? Okay. I don't watch this show.
Right, that fat ass. I did. I did destroy it. Approachable says, really, look at him when it comes to food. You can just trust him. He obviously knows. Oh, no, not pup mix. I'm not eating dog food.
There's giant pauses where he's just reading the chat. And someone posted this somewhere today. I saw this, but it was basically a flashback clip to him with April saying, like, dude, we don't read the chat. We're doing a show. We can't just be in the chat reading the chat.
No, remember that.
Not only no crosstalk, but like, it was him saying, like, I don't read the chat during the show. Like, I can't. That's not what
I thought the no crosstalk thing was so that if they happened to look over at the chat, they want to just be able to pull a random quote from there rather than have two people talking to each other in there.
This is a Sother Joe Burrow clip of a goal miss from the 9th, which I think was last week, but I don't think we covered this, and I wanted to watch it.
It's danger when he's bringing out the lightsaber.
You've got a great one today. I'm excited for it. I hope you're excited for it.
Actually, I think we actually did watch this. I think we did catch this on the last show.
Your YouTube set to 1.5 speed, by the way.
Yeah, I know. On purpose.
Okay.
Aaron gets annoyed at Johnny and claims he destroys the vibe when he joins the show. As you know, Oz has now rejoined the Steel Toe Morning Show. And I'm going to get to a clip of that in a minute to show the just the dynamic.
Is that the guy who looks like the grandpa from Three Ninjas?
Yes. Yes, it is.
It's like he's melting.
He does look like Pat.
But I have a theory that, like, he's trying to make Johnny quit, but he underestimates Johnny's need for this $150 a week or whatever.
This is the thing. Yeah, Oz has opened up an opportunity to him to contrast against Johnny and also push harder against Johnny, and Johnny's gonna take it.
Yes, he has to. But also, like, this is one of those situations where Aaron, if you didn't call this out, it wouldn't be a thing. But Aaron's OCD can't let it go. Aaron's need to control everything in perfection. If you remember this, like, back when April was on the show, April divulged that Erin gets mad if she comes down too early to sit down and get ready for the show. But he also would get super intensely mad when she was late.
If she would only come.
Two-minute window where she was supposed to show up in her own house.
My fallen angel would only come back now. She could come down anytime she wants. And crosstalk. She could look at the chat all she wants.
Pre-show jerk. It's like, don't come down.
I look out that window thinking she'll walk by any second. That's why I keep looking over here.
It's also this thing he does where the audience is criticizing Johnny and he's repeating those criticisms back at Johnny and saying, yes, I agree with those.
And he's done this to every co-host we've ever seen, including his ex-wife.
You can't do that. Like,
come on, Erin. Don't do this to me. I need this gig. Come on.
Says the guy who created a jingle to make fun of Carl's vocabulary.
the thing is, like, you can make fun of your co-hosts if you're solid with them. Like, there's no comment that I'm going to read that's going to make me reassess, oh, yeah, Carl, I should think. No, Carl's solid. I like him. He's great. That's what I could do.
We found another word Carl doesn't know. Does he know its meaning? Yes or no?
And that's great.
He was at the poker table last night. He was a wreck.
Yeah?
Yeah, he hates it. No, I'm kidding, of course.
Do you want me to read those?
Hold on. Here we go.
But my arm itches, and I don't know what to do, and I forgot I had this.
Why is this a topic? My arm itches, and I don't know what to do. Scratch it.
Yeah, at least you can feel your arm. That would be nice.
Chat, should I scratch my arm? It's itchy.
Put up a poll.
Oh, man, I hate when that happens.
All right, let's bring him in. That's all we got for the Erica Kirk stuff. Here's my Jewish bribe. It's Johnny. How are you, sir? You're muted. Of course. We're on a fucking roll.
I had the monitor on.
It's becoming a funny bit at this point. It's becoming a bit where...
When they wear the same shirt, they sort of look like Siamese twins.
Oh, yeah. Stuck on you.
Right. And you know how, like, those girls, you could tell that one is not all there compared to the other. There's, like, there's a dominant twin and then there's one that's... kind of there. This is the same thing.
One of them has 1.5 brains.
Right.
You are now going to be hounded if you don't come up with a way to fuck up the rhythm when I introduce you. Like, you have.
So Aaron's mad because the show is on a roll. He was killing it. Mm-hmm. And then Johnny comes in and he's a dud and he brings the show down. It's like, yeah, we've been saying that for years. Like, you picked this guy. You went to an open mic, and this was the apple you picked. You were like, that's my guy.
I'm starting to realize something about you, Johnny. You stink!
Just be muted every day. It's going to be like the slam dunk
contest. I'm going to have to come up with new ones?
You got to come up with new ways to fuck up the whole vibe. Like, tomorrow you come on, and I go... All right, that was a great segment. Very uplifting. Let's bring Johnny in here. And you go, sucks that Rob Reiner got his neck stabbed out by his kid. Like,
imagine being Johnny in this moment. Your body is broken. You've set your alarm. This is the first that you've crawled. You've dragged your broken body out of the bed.
Pays you peanuts. Like, is $12. Like,
and this is the first interaction you have with another human. That day, and he's just telling you're screwing things up. You're the worst.
He's like the elephant dishwasher on the Flintstones, where he's just like, it's 11.
Okay.
Oh, we know who did it? Last night I only heard that it happened.
Oh, bro. Oh, yeah. No, this is why I have you on at 7, so you can kind of, like, you have a little time to catch up on some shit. Yeah, Rob Reiner's kid did it.
Yeah, for people who don't know, Erin stopped having Johnny on at the beginning of the show because he's like, Johnny's never awake. He's always a downer. He also started letting him go at the end of the show because Johnny's too high. He's not paying attention. So Johnny's got a sweet spot is what we're finding out.
Erin thinks that that Johnny will now wake up at the same time now that he's on an hour later and have an hour to re-energize. No, Johnny's just going to go to sleep an hour later.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's sad. No, that's what I said too.
I'm sure there's going to be like a huge thing for it. I mean, it'll be fine.
I had people texting the show line during the Vikings game yesterday, and they were saying, like, yeah, Billy Crystal and Larry David were on the scene. Not like during the stabbing, they didn't do it.
Just like, there afterwards. Yeah,
they were there afterwards.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know. Maybe the kid texts them like, I killed my mom and dad. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's like I said, it's that Louis C.K. bit that he did where he's like a kid who comes back and kills their mom. It's like you gave birth to a parasite.
So a minute ago, Aaron was using this story as an example of something Johnny would bring up to bring the show down. And now Aaron's just diving into the story.
Oh, yeah, Louis C.K., he's famous, too. And
like, eventually came back and killed you.
Finished the job, yeah.
Yeah.
Fucked up, man. I genuinely can't tell
whether it's Johnny or Tukey making the Johnny noises.
And I'm not saying it now.
Yeah, I know.
Because I hate when people do this. I just want to call out people that are doing this.
Yeah,
and I think Jim Norton nailed it. He tweeted about this last night. Yeah, he's like, good. If you talk about how you didn't agree with Rob Reiner's politics, but you're
okay.
Yeah, totally.
He could replace Johnny with a soundboard.
Josh Denny texts to my buddy.
This is Holy moly.
I love
Rocky,
this.
Tum Tum, and Colt.
So I don't think you said you hadn't seen this. This is Aaron covering a Josh Denny incident. But Oz is on the show. This is Oz. Everyone, Aaron talks about Oz like he's the spirit animal of the Steel Toe show. Like, like, God, the fans can't get enough of him. Oz is good.
He's Steel Toe's Tukey. Everyone's always like, where's Oz? Where's Tukey?
Right.
We're one and the same.
And they've moved the Mike Lindell My Pillow guy over. Like, this is big.
Also, Aaron sold his Shaw SM7Bs. So he's had to dig up an old microphone for Oz because he wasn't counting on having anyone in the station in his basement anymore.
SM58 is a solid mic. Let's not knock it.
It's fine, but like, you can tell from Aaron's perspective, if it's not an SM7B, it's not premium. He doesn't care about...
Also, nobody else has a mic arm.
Right. And he's not expecting guests, so Oz is awkwardly, like, off the screen. It doesn't...
They're not framed correctly. Aaron doesn't have a zoom lens, I guess. Aaron doesn't want the sign to be not fully taking up the background because he hates the way it skews because it's leaning.
He wants the illusion that the entire wall behind him is boarded up with that wood and that sign is... Yeah, but... He zoomed in so that happens, which isn't enough space for two people.
So Oz is kind of, scooted over there. Okay, but they're going to cover Josh Denny, who used to be a co-host of mine. And the first thing I want to point out is this is kind of a nothing bit of content. Like, this is kind of nothing. I don't know what his goal is here, to make Josh Denny look like shit or something, I guess, but... What you need to pay attention to even more is the dynamic between these two. This is why Oz was brought back. Like, because of the chemistry between these guys. And it just goes to show you that every person Aaron chooses to bring on his show, April, Corey, Johnny, Matt, Oz, they're like, you could throw a dart and hit a better guy to bring on your show in a crowd. Like, it's like he has a talent for finding duds. Here we go.
Yeah, those ones you're talking about.
Yeah,
absolutely. So my friend of mine, I won't say his name, sent me these last night. He sent me these. My phone just started going off. And apparently, comedian Josh Denny, who a lot of people know, my buddy sent me a text and said, this guy is texting and harassing, and then his wife's name. I won't say his wife's name. But Josh Denny sent these text messages, and my buddy asked me, do you know this guy? And I'm like, not really. He knows Corey Adam. He and Corey used to work together. I've, maybe DM'd him once or twice. Well, it starts with, I think I should start with the text he sent to my buddy's wife. And then she went to my friend and said, this creep is texting me. Will you, take care of it? Will you handle it? So he started texting with Josh. And Josh.
So Josh Denny has been harassing a friend of his wife.
I'm guessing Keanu?
No, I think it's somebody we don't know.
What?
I think it's somebody we don't know. And just harassment, bothering. She told him to stop. All that's going to get thrown around a lot in this clip. But listen to the messages.
Benny comes off really creepy in this whole thing. Here, for Oz, this is, let me put Josh Denny's face up on the screen so you know who we're talking about.
Oh, that's very...
There's Josh Denny. So,
very Louis C.K.-ish.
He'll love that you said that. So he texted her, apparently got her number somehow, he claims, like a year or two ago. She does not remember this, which makes it extra creepy. He wrote to her.
She doesn't remember he got her number. That makes
liar, lying whore.
But that doesn't make it creepy. You not remembering you gave your number to somebody and them using it doesn't make you having their number creepy in any way.
Mm-hmm. He wrote, "Who is this? Josh, this is..." And then my buddy's wife's name, right? He goes, "Oh, you messaged me like a year ago and I deleted the convo. Why are you reaching out again?" So apparently he's doing the thing where you just go on Facebook and message girls.
Now, which is it? Is it Facebook Messenger or did he get her number? So already there's like this discrepancy.
I think that's what Aaron does on Facebook, maybe when he was single. He goes on Facebook. So he just said Facebook.
Snapchat. He uses Snapchat. Famously, he was using Snapchat.
Snapchat?
Yeah. But he sent out his Snapchat username to people and April responded to him.
Now, again, I'm not here to defend Josh Denny or anything, but so far, Josh Denny got a girl's number and then texted her. She didn't remember how he got the number, so that makes him look creepy.
What a pig.
And now he said, like, "Hey," and she's like, "Who is this?" And he said, "Josh." And she said, "Oh, what do you want?" Okay.
She's like, "You reached out to me. I deleted the convo. Why are you reaching out again?" He said, "A year ago. Are you sure?" And she wrote, "Yeah, once again. Why are you messaging me?" Josh Denny then writes, "Forget it. I didn't know you were so rude. You randomly text some girl out of the blue." And then she's like, "Why are you messaging me?" Which is a totally fair question to ask a rando.
It is. That's fine.
He's like, "Forget it. I didn't know you were so rude." And now I know her, obviously. I've known her for years. She's a sweet person. She's a very nice person. She's anything but rude. And she writes, "I don't even know you."
By the way, he used to say the same thing about Matt's wife, who he's now on a rampage against.
To be nice. You can feel free to delete my number. I'd be creeped
out. And Kayla Ricada, who he went to jail for harassing.
Correct.
I didn't get it in the first place. So then Josh Denny said, "You know me and you're right. You don't need to be nice, but life is a lot easier when people are. But be rude. I'm sure it's still serving you."
That's okay. It's going somewhere, but I don't like where it's going.
Yeah.
Great stuff, Oz.
Fucking Oz. Oh, yep.
I think those are the only... Yes, those are the only texts that the message...
Those are the only texts. Josh said, "Hey." She said, "Who's this?" He said, "Josh." She said, "Why are you messaging? You messaged me last year. I deleted the thread." He said, "Are you sure?" She said, "Yes. Why are you messaging me?" And he said, "All right, never mind. You're being rude." And she said, "I'm being rude." And he said, "Yeah, but is that serving you or whatever?" And that was it. That was it. Okay. Now listen to the conversation after that.
They sent her. So then she deletes the contact. She blocks him. And then she goes to my buddy, her husband, and says, "Will you do something?"
About what? It sounds like it's over. Like, first of all, this woman going to her husband and being like, "Do something," is crazy. But if, again, Aaron's bringing this up on his show like it's content. This is nothing. She didn't tell him to stop. Okay. She just said, like, "Why are you messaging me?" And then it sounds like he's fine going away. Mm-hmm. This is just... Aaron's going to talk about this now. Like, Josh was asked repeatedly to stop messaging her and couldn't stop.
This is Keanu. This has to be Keanu. It has to be. Like, it has who else to would be. It be? And he just... I think he promised he wouldn't say her name.
Who else would it be?
He said my buddy, and it's someone that Josh Denny is reaching out to.
How would Josh Denny know?
How would Josh Denny know a weirdo in St. Cloud?
Right.
This some is, random
I
woman.
Think it's a leap. I think it's a leap. I mean, he could. He has, you know,
a
all these
leap.
St. They're the only people who would. Buddies and
no,
basketball the friends only... and Nick, the golfing buddy, and people from Brown College,
and Josh Denny's like tentacles reach I deep into rural Minnesota.
Gino, he wouldn't have a problem mentioning it.
Well, he does have a problem saying Gino because he's out of the Gino Bisconte business.
Okay, let's see
about this guy. He's creeping me out. So then my buddy texts him and says, "Hey," to which Josh Denny says, "How's it going?" My friend goes, "Find something else to do other than texting random women and harassing them." Uh-oh.
That's what I.
What that? The thing about it is, what's the uh-oh? This wasn't a harassing message at all, and it sounds like he let it go.
This Josh Denny needs to be stopped.
Like, isn't this crazy from a guy who literally has been in trouble for harassment?
He's a convicted revenge pornographer, Aaron Imholt. Remember right. that. He's been convicted for being a creep with what? Pornography.
What are you doing here? Like, this is, he's going to try to make this sound like Josh is this, like, lust-thirsty guy who won't leave this woman alone. It sounds like there were four messages, and then it was done.
Because you know Josh.
Right.
So he's well, going
to... Thing is, I know Josh as well. Josh has had me blocked for coming up on a decade now on social media. Him and I don't... We don't really have nice things to say about each other, but he's not... There's nothing he did bad here.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not trying to defend Josh, but this right. is a nothing burger of, like... To even there's a bring lot, this to your show is insane.
There's a lot to criticize Josh on. This is way nothing. Down the list. Right.
He says, I'm sorry. How was I harassing someone?
Right.
Keep being rude. I'm sure it serves you. That's he's repeating back what Josh said to his wife. And then Josh Denny writes, that's harassment? To which my buddy writes, no, being an ugly, fat, failed comedian that keeps messaging people after they tell you to stop is harassment.
Again, the woman never said, stop messaging me. She just said, why are you messaging?
Why? And he said, I'll see myself out. You're being right. rude, which she was being rude, but
right.
that's also not, it's not illegal to be rude. You could be rude. I mean, to people.
Fair point
very,
then.
Very specific there, yeah.
Harass my wife again. And I won't read that part out loud. Harass my wife again. And I will permanently. Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Now here's why I think it's not Gino. Listen to this.
That's a threat. Let's see what you're made of. Denny said. Now,
Denny said, that's a threat. Let's see what you're made of.
I don't know what level of person my buddy could fuck up, but I know the level of person that Josh Denny is, and he's well below the threshold of people my buddy could fuck up.
This is why I don't think it's Gino. He's talking about, like, this guy could fuck Josh Denny up.
Yeah, haven't you seen Gino do jump rope?
Yeah.
I've seen him get punched.
He's very much in shape. It's gotta
be. It's a promise. And then Denny says, I'm beyond scared. To which my friend writes, JoshDennyLies.com was entertaining, though. Some of your best work. I don't know. Josh Denny lies.
This sounds like Gino.
To me, it feels too short and coherent to be Gino.
That is true.
Gino like, does text a lot. Now.
He but, just does voice the text, and he just talks into the phone until it tells him to shut
Gino
up.
Gino doesn't threaten people physically, as far as I've seen.
Mm. He said, let's fight. He said, let's fight a few times, and he's given his address out and said, we'll meet here and let's fight.
I don't know. I think it's a stretch. I think he would mention that it was Keanu. I understand what you're saying, but let's not pretend it has to be. Gino.
Let's ask Josh.
No. Yeah, it's exactly. Just,
when he says my buddy, that's a very small circle of people that it can be.
No, Aaron thinks he has tons of friends.
Right.
Could be one
Benny
of the,
from the vape shop.
Yeah, could be the corrections but officer then, at the jail.
That circle needs to intersect with the circle of people that Josh Denny might know and will reach out to.
Yeah, you're right. I understand why you think it. I just think
with the proximity that Josh Denny has proximity to Gavin and Ant, like he's got proximity to those. So he would like their second order connections, second degree connections.
Does Corey have a chick? Could it be like Corey's chick?
To which Josh Denny then replies, I'd say what you're doing is way more harassing than me saying hi to someone who never asked me not to. How does someone tell you not to?
If it's Corey, Corey wouldn't be
Look,
texting
it, doesn't
it to
matter.
Aaron.
It doesn't matter. We can sit here all day. Right.
Before you've done it. Every comedian, every fat, retarded, bearded comedian, and Corey's not one of them, but that I meet has this same exact...
Corey's not fat, retarded, and bearded comedian.
Fat guy Futime.
He's one of the most retarded comedians I've ever seen who's fat and bearded.
I love Fat Guy Futime. Fat Guy Futime is great.
All these weird manipulative wiggle words to avoid being the creep they are. Denny does it. Melton does it. Like, they all do the same weird. It's like we're all speaking the same language, but you're speaking.
So here's the reason for doing this as a story.
Right. To attach him to you.
Because, like, I mean, Moody, you're pretty tuned into this kind of thing. Like, it's not Corey because Corey doesn't talk to Aaron.
No.
But, like, is this anything?
No. It's not.
Like, I can't even imagine the woman going to the husband, like, do something. Like, that's crazy.
I could imagine Keanu saying, like, this man is gross. Get away from me. How did you get my number? Like, that's what she did with that guy. What wasn't it? Like, she got annoyed that one of her producers was texting people.
Oh, her and Chrissy Mayer. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Who was that?
So it's like she,
you think you're clever, but we all see what piece of shit you're being.
Right.
He's like, that's kind of odd, yeah. I just messaged someone who never asked me not to. I'm sorry. Do random women you don't know have
I'm
to?
I'm not saying
again. That didn't. I'm happen. Not saying Aaron reframed this now as Josh is messaging someone who's asked him not to. Right. Like that didn't happen.
No. But also, I'm not saying it's Keanu. Like I don't know for sure who it is. It's the.
We know.
You're right.
I said it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Tukey saying now. It's Keanu.
All right. Tukey saying.
Write to you first and go, hey, by the way, you know, I know I don't know you, but don't ever message me.
That was rude.
Yeah. So then my buddy writes, I'm glad you're getting the point. To which then Josh Denny responds.
So Keanu's in the chat saying it's not her. And she's watching you be
wrong. Well, I said that again, before the comment came out.
I think it's crazy that you just went to that. Like, what?
I don't think it's crazy. Like, who does he know that he texts constantly?
I think he would say Keanu. Like, what he mentions Keanu all the time.
I'm still saying it's Keanu because I know it drives her nuts.
he doesn't have a problem saying Gino.
Yeah, but he might want to keep something secret for
you're
whatever reason.
You're fabricating this whole like thing around it. Like
I was openly speculating. I'm like, this is the only person I can think of.
He has friends. What are you talking about?
Does he?
Not real friends, but like right. Johnny and Matt. Like he has people like this in his.
And which of those people would know?
You don't know. He used to do comedy.
It was definitely Gino.
Matter? Like what definitely does it Gino. Matter?
I'm just trying to think. Like where does Josh Denny intersect Aaron's life and who cares? Gino? And it's a speculation show. We speculate. Like,
yeah, I know. But
are you mad we speculate on speculation show?
Not that it could be anybody. Sick. You want it so bad to be Keanu and Gino.
I didn't want it so bad. I'm like, it's probably like this is probability. It's this. It's not for sure. It's this.
Admit you said Keanu that pizza. Admit it.
It wasn't me.
I just think like he doesn't have a problem saying these people's names. So like. Also, nobody talks about Gino like he could fuck people up. Like, nobody.
You and your wife are perfectly miserable together. You both have a pretty negative attitude. Enjoy. I mean, to say that this is incel vibes he's putting out there is an understatement.
Okay, now I think it's Keanu and Gino because he said they're perfectly miserable together. All right,
told you.
Judy, I apologize. I'm with you now.
I processing is not working on that one.
So then my buddy,
what is on
killing it, Oz?
This is what I'm saying. Like, what's the dynamic?
Fucking Oz.
Responds with, listen, man, I'm sorry no one will fuck you. Keep firing off texts at people who don't even know you exist, and maybe you'll get lucky. And now I also have Josh Denny's phone numbers.
Oh boy. So there's that.
There's another thing I didn't want for Christmas this year. I have Denny's phone number now. So that was, I mean, to think that my buddy, and there was going to be my best friend, Josh Denny crossover.
My best friend.
Gino. It's gotta be Gino. Or Oz. Right. Maybe Oz is just playing stupid. That's why Oz isn't saying anything.
So you really think he would refer to Gino as his best friend?
Who else is there?
Yes. Yes, he paid him $3,000 to come hang out with him.
That's crazy.
I don't.
If he calls Gino my best friend, that's crazy.
I didn't have that right at the end of the year. Papa Shop says, Josh Denny saying, let's see what you're made of. That was such a boomer reply.
Maybe Denny, it's Anthony Cumia.
What you're made of. Well, I mean, we know what Denny's made of, mostly pasta, but I'm sure
it wouldn't be Anthony Cumia.
They could be it best friends.
No. Anthony Cumia called him a weird white comment. Yeah.
Historically, White says, this is a Josh Denny promo. It was big time incel energy. And that is a very weird way to. And contact people. What is this joshdennylies.com though? Oh, it's gay pornography. No, I'm sorry. Welcome. Many people
look at Oz during this.
He looks like he wants to ask for a drink.
Yeah, I mean,
like, when do we break the drink?
Aaron wanted this guy back so bad.
Oz is a dud. I mean,
yeah.
He will tell you it's because of his political beliefs, but that would be a lie. The real reason why so many people despise him is because he lies.
Just to the point.
Strap in. Are you strapped in?
Oh boy.
All right, we're going to start.
So he'll go to this, but he won't go to steeltoe.lol during a show.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Like, can you imagine any one of us not going to steeltoe.lol on our show and going over it? Aaron's like, I don't want to.
Twitter followers. This is gay because, like, they're bots. You know they're fake.
Absolutely.
Why buy them? Why waste your money knowing that all those people are fake?
This Denny is 10 years. This is a decade old information.
Yes. Twitter followers. This is what I'm saying. Why is he doing this? Now, also, no one knows who Josh Denny is. We hear this guy again and again say, like, I don't do all this niche internet drama. Like, I do a broadly appealing professional show.
Wasn't he blowing smoke up Josh Denny's ass for a while because of his falling out with you a few months ago?
Yep.
In his life, a clear lie. He has over 125,000 followers on Twitter, but less than 5,000 on YouTube and Instagram. I mean, that's not the end of the world.
Now watch how fast he goes over this Red Bar Melton Josh Denny clip. Watch how fast he... Da-da-da-da-da.
He admitted to buying a program that follows tens of thousands of people in hopes some of them follow back. Well, that's not buying fake followers then. You're buying a program that follows a shitload of real people for you.
And then they'll... He's sounding like Josh a decade ago.
Full of, it's digital phishing.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like you're putting the hook in the screen and seeing who's going to bite.
When asked why his engagement is so low, okay.
Skip
so
that. Let's get that off the screen.
This is just a lot of like nitpicky. This is a deep dive. Single-digit live viewers on all his podcasts.
Oh, so this is Facebook, where Josh has one viewer, and every day on Facebook, Aaron has 0 to 1 viewer. Mm-hmm. And listen to this.
Stream where he had one guy watching.
Rocking.
Dude, when we drop like under 600 or 700, I go like, oh, small audience today. And then I see these people with like the craziest confidence in the world and 2 people are watching. I'm like.
Yeah, he'd have the same numbers on Facebook.
Dude. Right.
Oh, I guess. Fake it till you make it, right? Recycling the same jokes, massively inflated streaming numbers. I mean, did a show with Melton. You can't wash that stink off of you. Mm-mm. Sancho says, Aaron,
tell
stop
me about it.
His number.
This is why Tukey looks so disheveled.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm not going to give out Josh Denny's number. I don't yet.
So excited that he has Josh Denny's number. Who cares?
So Oz knows Aaron, and he goes, yet, about giving out Josh Denny's number.
Media says he can text 500 people and tell them not to be rude. Well, we're at 659 right now.
So this is... I wonder if this whole thing was just to brag about his numbers, like a backdoor way for him to go into like, oh, Josh only has one viewer. That's so sad. When I go below 700, I lose my mind because I'm such a pro. But like you said, if Aaron did a show on Facebook, it would have the exact same.
It does. Every time he's shown us Rumble Studio, it says 1 to 2 people on there.
Do you remember a couple Christmases ago? Aaron said he was giving us advice on how to run a company. Mm-hmm. And he told us in explicit terms that you don't want your company to what?
Make money.
Be profitable.
Right. Right.
Companies and taxes work. And yet there's this weird brag that came up this week with Johnny.
We need the votes.
Bro, you're not supposed to say that shit.
That doesn't make it okay.
How you're supposed to be talking. 734 at 720. Hit like, hit follow, hit subscribe. Shit show somewhere crying his fucking eyeballs out. And that makes me very happy. You guys.
So this chatter shit show is on Aaron's mind. Because I guess he goes in the chat and trolls Aaron. Mm-hmm. Now, Aaron's not saying shit show's in the chat losing his mind. He just brought him up because it's on Aaron's mind. Shit shows must be somewhere losing his mind. Can you imagine dedicating so much of your brain to haters and like what this guy might be thinking and what this guy might be thinking and like at all times?
Right.
Yes, that's how Tukey lives his life. That's why Tukey doesn't sleep much.
Shit show doesn't stop saying bad things about me, but it's fine. Like, am I gonna spend time thinking about that? No,
I love the smile Johnny has on his face after Aaron announced the viewership. Like, Johnny has anything to do with any of those people being there. But he just feels good to be part of the team.
Also, they're not there. 300 of them are Twitter impressions.
Oh, it's going to be so crushing when he gets rid of Johnny.
Yes.
We're 7 memberships away from 500. Keep it up. And thank you for a great start to the week. This is our last full week of the tow for the year.
Oh,
well, yeah, that's right.
I can also, I will thank you guys. It does seem, unless we have one of the greatest absolute implosions in streaming history, which we're capable of.
This qualifier is interesting to me, too. We'll come back to it.
I'll act like
you've pulled off less with more.
Exactly. Exactly. It does look like Steel Toe Media is going to turn a profit for the second consecutive year. The first time in Steel Toe Media history. So,
all right.
That's so great. It's the first time that it's the second time in a row. Steel Toe Media.
No one. These categories for awards are more convoluted than the Dabbleverse Award. These are like, for the first time, a two-time
Rumble Friday Thursday.
There's so much to break down here. Number one, he told us that companies aren't supposed to be profitable. That's not what you want.
This isn't good.
He told us that 2 years ago.
This isn't good.
Now, unless something goes wrong this week, we're going to be profitable. So again, this happened last year, if you remember it. He said something like we're one goal away from being profitable.
And thin now margins.
This margin is so thin for profitability. Mm-hmm. So what are we talking about? $300 in the corporate account? Like, what are we talking about?
I can
about?
Make or break a company.
It's a rounding error.
Look, unless something goes wrong over the next 10 days, we're going to turn a profit. It's like
he's managed to posit himself in a way where he can't lose.
Right.
Right. It's like it's the opposite of Zugzwang, like where any move that you make is going to be bad for you. For him, either he doesn't make a profit, which is exactly what he wants, or he makes a profit, which is amazing. Because
how
made
can
a
you
profit.
Argue with that? Right. Yeah, we're in the black. What are you talking about?
You guys. The between 2025 being the year that we got the Rumble Creator Program deal, which has been fantastic, our audience growing, our subscriber base growing, our views the highest they've ever been.
Ever.
What?
Thank you, guys.
Look at Johnny. Look at Johnny.
He looks like he's stroked out.
He's looking at the camera like, do you believe this guy's horse shit?
Much.
Johnny is giving the as long as the check clears.
Johnny looks like he's put a Johnny mask over his face.
I really need this 24.
Like, he's not moving while Aaron says all this. Look at him.
My whole body is now paralyzed.
You have supported this show like you said you would. I would say 2017, 2018 was the first time our audience would say, just go to the internet. This is bullshit. We'll support you. And we're like, I don't know, man. I don't think that's going to happen because nobody, no show our size had ever done that before. They hadn't even come close.
No.
They've never been.
No.
No blueprint for what we accomplished. And I was like, I can't. And then we got violently shoved into the deep end of the pool. You guys have not only kept it going for 5 years, but you've made us successful 2 years in a row.
Not since I heard Bill Cosby call 8 of the 60 women who said he raped them liars. Have I heard such a statement? Thank you for making 2 of the 5 years successful.
You did it, guys.
Much for that. We've added Oz back into the picture. I would say 2026.
Coincidentally, the two years that are successful are the ones where he got rid of his wife. So he downsized his family in order to.
Yes.
It was a sacrifice well worth it, Moody.
Plus the Rumble Creator Program.
To keep the goal
plus
happy.
All the legal bills. It's a mix. It's a mulligan stew of things that made it successful.
Yeah, yeah. We sacrificed 130 pounds to make $50,000.
2026. We'll see if we hit them.
Oh, wow.
Adding someone for the evening show.
Oh, fuck. What?
There was a second one. Adding someone for the evening show. Oh,
Tukey.
Bring the goals by at least $50 a show.
That'd be nice. Yeah.
Those are my two goals by the end of the year.
We've been hearing about this goal getting lowered permanently forever. Sometimes it is lower, but usually not. And God, I want to get that goal down.
Those are all my two goals. So thank you guys. very much. And even if you've never,
he's barely turning a profit. He's within a week's earnings of turning a profit, but he wants to cut the goal by like 15%. Well, that would make you wildly unprofitable.
It's just a way to keep talking about the goal. He's not doing anything. The goal will always be somewhere near $300. He needs it. The couch, if he sells that, that's not coming off the goal. This is all pathetic.
Couch.
Sick of
never thrown a super chat or a Rumble rant or
gift. Shut up. We know.
If you're a Rumble premium member, if you're a YouTube premium member,
you're an idiot.
We are monetized off of your viewership to a premium degree, and we appreciate that. So even you,
we're trying to get more money out of you, but we've prematized it.
We're monetized to a premium degree.
We really, really want to get more money out of you, and we're really trying to figure out how to do that here at Steel.
This is as funny as when Keanu cooks something and calls it a premier dish.
Like hitting share or just watching this stupid show. Means a lot. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
End of Silence says, just don't add a black. See, now I don't have a problem with black people.
Stay away from Knox while I go get my pub mix.
Like what? Oh, shit.
I love them.
it's not really, I don't have a problem with black people. Like if I just say I.
Whatever they do in their own homes.
Only certain ones.
Like if some people like to point to the fact that I've never dated a black woman and I'm not interested in doing so. I don't think that makes me have a problem with black people. That's just a preference. It's not because of their attitude.
I just don't prefer them.
I mean, whatever helps you sleep.
When you say it like that, though,
but you know what I mean. It's
not because of their attitudes, because when I look at them, I'm immediately unattracted. Like, oh, okay.
No, that is how it sounded, but it's like, it's not because they're like, yeah, but like, it's not that. It's not an attitude or a behavioral thing. It's just the way they're. The way they look isn't.
Mm-hmm. And smell.
I get it.
There's when just it, other. There's like just like there's really so, no. Mm-hmm.
If you say it's a,
they're people.
If I could do it all over again, I would date a black girl at some point in my life.
Yay!
I smooched a black girl once when I was like 17 or 18.
Yeah, I tried snails at the steakhouse.
Mm-hmm. I've had frog's legs once.
Holy shit.
Been smooching like with everybody. Hal, Leo, little Mo with the gippy leg.
I'm gonna give you to the count of 10.
Florida homeowners, under a new proposal by the government, could hold votes to shut down their HOAs, their homeowners associations.
Yeah. Those things are so stupid. You buy the house, it's your house. You shouldn't have to approve every little thing with the community.
You don't have to. You don't have to buy a house with an HOA.
Right. Why did you buy a house with an HOA? That was the first thing I said when I was buying a house. I do never want to live on it for an HOA with an HOA. So I don't.
It's also, like, very what starts out is like, oh, you know, there's some HROs or HR.
Oh.
Up there. There's some HOAs that will like mow your lawn and
your condo.
This goes back to
shovel your driveway.
Okay, if you have like a townhome,
right? That's what I was gonna say.
Yard where they mow the common areas and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You know, like they take care of like the the roadside and stuff along the walking trail or whatever the fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know of one HOA that mows a person's yard. I don't think this exists. They shovel driveways? Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this is a perk of some HOAs, but I've never heard of it. you know, I
no, unless you're in an apartment or condo or townhouse right, kind of situation.
We're all common area.
Right. The, but well, no, he, if you just have a house, no one's coming to
he does your talk lawn. About shoveling the path in front of his house, which is something that an HOA would.
Right. Maybe a sidewalk. Maybe yeah, right. Again, the, an easement or a right of way or whatever the fuck, you know, common area.
There are
the park, the space around the pool, the mailboxes, whatever the fuck.
Those where doing that could get them thrown in jail. I mean, unless the prosecutor is incredibly corrupt. And
so he said there's some HROs where you couldn't land in jail unless the prosecutor is corrupt. Does he think the HRO has a prosecutor?
Violations, yes.
Yes, he does.
So if you have an HRO and it gets violated, then the prosecutor would be the one.
Right, but if you listen to him here, what he's done is he's merged this with his criminal offense of revenge porn. Like, listen how he phrases it.
Them thrown in jail. I mean, unless the prosecutor is incredibly corrupt and hears the case and has a conflict of interest and decides.
A prosecutor doesn't hear the case of an HRO.
They present a case.
No. The person who filed the HRO presents the case to the judge.
But the violation, they would present a case.
Nobody brought up a violation. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying,
why would you get thrown in jail for just an HRO, though? It's like the violation.
He's mixing two things. He's bringing up that his prosecutor for his criminal case was corrupt and after him. He's gone off the rail.
Yeah, but if you file a successful HRO, the judge mows your lawn.
Like, he's so insane. He's just literally merged into another topic.
But that would never happen. You'd have to be one of the most disgusting, crooked pieces of shit to ever do such a thing. So right. Anyway, this new proposal.
He still hates that prosecutor. It's
insane. Yeah, he's just confusing things. Johnny and Oz talked over the weekend without Aaron knowing about it. How do you think how do you think that
one? I'm going to say 10 memberships come in by the top of the hour and I'll show off some of the dishes and that'll help people decide what they want to do with them. I want to
mini goal. Another mini goal. I love when these come back.
Back guys, everything but the butter dish.
I'm going to say you guys are doing a great
job. So he's selling dishes. What's going on? What's going on at this house?
Things are either going
boots, dishes. He's going through every cabinet and every closet selling. Again, how much will people buy used dishes for? These are something you go drop off at Goodwill.
Throw them out. Throw it out.
Like, is he going to start listing t-shirts for sale? Like, well, what are we doing?
If he was just getting rid of stuff, then things could be either going really well or really bad. Like this.
But he's looking to sell everything.
Yeah, right. The selling makes it seem bad.
Is it a coincidence that we've made fun of his brown couches and his Walmart dishes? Like, is it a coincidence that all this stuff is the stuff that has to go? He's
getting rid of all that stuff anyway. I don't care what you say about it.
I'm just being greedy. Over 800 of you checking out the toe right now. Keep hitting like, keep hitting subscribe.
Subscribe.
Hit subscribe.
Well, you've made fun of everything in his life. I mean, he got rid of his wife that you made fun of as well.
Yeah, that's a good point.
If you don't hit subscribe, we're all fucked.
I'm having a stroke.
I am actually a very slow stroke. Oh, speaking of which, I'm also having an issue with the Oz thing. I don't think I want to bring him on this Thursday.
Why?
Because we're off the next two Thursdays.
Follow that?
Well, yeah, he doesn't want to tease the audience with Oz, and then the audience is like, oh, fuck, I need my Oz fix, but I'm going through Oz withdrawals for these next 2 weeks. So instead, he should just tease Oz's debut for another 3 weeks.
I don't want to bring him on this week because he's not on for the next 2 weeks.
Well, with the release of Wicked, he wants the return to Oz be delayed a little bit.
For New Year's. I'm sure he'll be fine. I mean, talk to him about it. It's your show. You do what you do.
But it's just kind
of right. Johnny's like, why are we planning this here? Like, why don't you just talk to us and figure it out? Like, why does everything about your show have to be planned on air? Who are you, Chad Zuma?
Because it only takes 2 minutes to read an internet article, Johnny. I need to fill something.
Right.
Rhythm, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Just start him the first Thursday of the year. Like, technically, that would be the second Thursday. But you know what I mean? The first broadcast.
Sounds like something to talk about with him. I know he's very excited to be back. He called me and talked to me over the weekend.
Did he really? And,
yeah. He called me to talk to me about how excited he is.
Aaron, how I thought you were going to do chair hops anymore. I thought that's why we got all the fidgety stuff. What are
well,
we?
Well, well, looks like someone needs to be corrected.
I don't how want do my employees them? Talking behind my back.
No crosstalk. How do we turn them against each other?
I'd prefer if we all got on a call if we're doing anything like that.
He had ideas about different avenues towards reaching terrestrial radio again and things like that. And I just told him, I was like, hey, man, I'm happy you're back. I'm happy for you. Anything you need me to help with, which I don't know what it could be. I'm a fucking cripple. But anything you need me to help with, man, you let me know. I'll help you out however I can.
That's what I'll do.
Way to discount yourself.
Yes.
Anything you need me to help with, I can't. I'm not sure how I can help you. I'm a fucking cripple.
But. I guess I'm not going to be part of the terrestrial term, but whatever. If you guys need anything, I
can sit here and agree with what you say. And
need someone to come some words. I'm out of show. I guess I can be.
Hey, Johnny, I need some help writing this application, but I need someone to write it with their feet.
My legs don't work.
Can you help?
Like the wedge with the radio company.
So listen, I'm going to use Oz as a wedge with the radio company. This is a weird moment where Aaron's saying, like, maybe I'm not enough to get a job, but if I bring Oz to the table, listen to this.
You know, when I meet with them, when I have lunch with them and stuff, they mention, they're like, well, not that, like, they, I shouldn't say it because that sounds gross. Not that they don't want him, but they're like, when we talk about you to other people, because one of the things they're impressed with is they're like, well, after 5 years, people still talk about you, your show. They're
right.
Still, no, I'm like, well, we're still on. We still have a shitload, like thousands of fans in this area. But they were like, people talk about Oz. They talk about Oz. They talk about Oz.
Where is everyone locally in St. Cloud a buzz about Oz?
It's literally, I think he set up a Google alert for Oz and the Wicked movie has triggered it.
What does Oz do? Like, why is Oz Aaron's key to...
It's insane. The same way Johnny is and Matt was.
Is Oz in radio currently? Or what does he do when he's not
he's
making steel toe money?
He's willing to show up and be there for Aaron. And again, Aaron has thousands and thousands of fans in the St. Cloud area, but none of them watch live.
Yeah,
but we're still on the air. We still do a broadcast.
When you went to St. Cloud, you asked as many people as you could about Steel Toe.
I asked people at Best Buy.
Right.
No one knows Aaron. No one.
On today as well. So for those of you that like coming and hanging out with her, I am tired of this whole like island thing that I was accused of believing islands float. I fought the whole thing and I keep having to fight.
You did a show with a woman and she said some dumb, retarded woman shit. And now you're going to have to associate.
Yeah. Now I'm meeting a
bear. You know how women think islands float?
It's It's Johnny who said that the island floats.
Yep.
He's the one that said it.
Yep.
Every day.
Welcome to my world. Or how my world used to be. Not my world now.
I did a man.
Now I only have to take account for the retarded shit I say. I'm going to write something real quick.
Okay.
And depending on what I see back.
I'm excited.
I can't. Here's another thing I can't do. I can't multitask. I can't talk and type.
Right, right. So you go ahead and type and do what you got to do. I'll have all the newest stuff coming out today gathered up for you guys. So,
all right.
What does that mean?
Let's see.
What does that mean?
I'll have all the things that you guys want to see later gathered up. And I have a girl.
Right now on screen, there are 4 kids from previous marriages between them, 3 ex-wives, 2 girlfriends. And a partridge in a pantry.
Haka, haka.
Oh. Okay, I don't have Okay, I don't have diabetes. That's good.
You diabetes?
I wonder if you took out all the applause from the crowd, how long his show would be.
Holy shit, Johnny! I just got content. I got my health report.
Cut down on the sugar in my diet.
Probably. I mean, we had a delicate, decadent cookie for breakfast yesterday.
I had a decadent cookie, and also I've been drinking the leftover soda from the birthday party.
Oh, that'll get you.
Yeah, I've been drinking Coca-Cola.
Yeah, so, dude, I did that with
So he's drinking full sugar, as we call it here, full fat Coke. He's drinking.
Yeah, Coca-Cola. What's a big fucking deal, Moody? You got something to say about it?
No, he's eating Coke. You play hockey.
You have a problem with it?
No, you're fine. He's drinking.
But do I play hockey if I don't brag about it every week and tell everyone the mundane stories of being in a men's league beer team?
Right, and you also lift the entire Devilverse on your shoulders. It's a lot
heavy weight lifting. But you're telling me not only – so you revealed last week I was watching that he not only gets speeding tickets, but he also drinks – regular Coca-Cola?
Yeah.
For shame, Aaron Impel.
For everyone.
Monster. Love it.
I think I got all the leftover Dr. Pepper cherry, and I had a 12-pack in my fridge. It was a bad time.
I was wondering why my piece...
I, too, have soda. That's what Johnny just said. What is this show?
Yeah, cheerio. You know, I mean, I've gone crazy, too. Instead of,
you got too much sugar. It. So yeah, now this is the part where the audience goes, you've got diabetes, dude. It's all I don't have diabetes. I'm telling you.
Not the thing is, he's very self-conscious about his chin. He's trying to lose weight. Surely the first thing you'd cut is go from regular soda to diet soda.
Right.
Mm-mm. That's what I'm trying to
drink
say.
Water.
But diabetes, all of my
type
levels.
Two is
like from the toilet.
I get a physical every year so I can continue sparring and fighting and all of that shit. And
why bother?
After the physical, I get a donut.
But yeah, but that is not going to stop anybody from theorizing that I may be diabetic as fuck. All right, Johnny, thank you very much. Get the fuck out of here so I can make some money.
Thank you. Bye.
Jeez. All right.
But no, seriously, if you guys go on a rally right now after Johnny leaves, that would be fucking hysterical.
Hey.
Sam Show insulting Johnny as on his way out says, fuck off to your 7 viewers.
Jesus, dude.
Whenever we have those problems with OBS and Rumble, the chat and the audience are like 2 minutes behind where we are, and that's OBS's fault. I fucking hate it. So I'm kind of reading a chat from a little bit ago. But here's what I need.
It's not OBS's fault.
What's he saying? He's gotten like 500 viewers since that
chat. If you don't purposefully build in a delay to OBS, it's pretty quick to broadcast. Like, this is Restream. This is Rumble. This is definitely not OBS.
I need you guys to go on a run for us. Nice little run. Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo, Super Chats, Rumble Rants. I have taken the, I will say, since we're 20 minutes away from rattling the cans, I have taken one of these days. I'm going to be able to keep that live read, those Rumble live read dollars. I'm going to be able to keep them. But I've thrown them in today. In a case of emergency, break glass fund. I dipped into it, and
this amount of money. It's $4, $9, $7.
Also, why would he ever keep the money? Like, doesn't the show only raise enough money to keep itself?
It's what it needs.
Right. Also, if you have you seen any of these Rumble rants when Oz is on the show?
There's one coming up in a clip, one of the Rumble reads.
Right. Okay.
Not when Oz is on, but there's a cover. Okay.
When Oz is on, the entire side of the screen gets obscured by the Rumble ad.
Of course.
And Oz disappears.
That even that's putting us in a rough spot. So help us out. If you're enjoying the show, I'd appreciate it. You know what to do. I've been a kinder, nicer, less ASCII Aaron the last month and a half or so. So
reward me by giving me money. I haven't been asking for money, so give me money. What?
You like that, and I'd really like to keep doing that. So
he really thinks we don't watch the show for that? Like, that's why. If he hits the goal, I'm out. Like, I want to see begging.
I want to see goal talk. Like, that's what I'm there for.
Are you okay with him hitting the goal after begging? Like, is that still satisfying to you?
Nobody cares.
No,
really.
No, that angers me. It does anger me. Okay. Stop it, Melton. Do not speak for me.
This is a mask slip. We get a little mask slip from Aaron here.
No, I just like, I like when he, I like when he just quits because he didn't hit the goal. Those are when Tukey is happy.
He had a couple of those this week.
Yeah, like mid-sentence.
Yeah.
And because of the delay, because of the delay from Rumble Studio, it cuts him off mid-sentence, like a minute before he actually goes offline.
Mm-hmm, it's the opposite of a millennial pause. It's a boomer cut.
Of course, the Titanic sinking was a terrible tragedy. I just want to let everyone know. I think the Giants did very well in free agency. These are all very important things. Sancho loves Judick, says, pay no mind to the BS, just do the content you have prepared. No.
Hold on. Sometimes he tells us, like, I'm not doing the internet drama stuff. I prepared content. We have a pro show. And now people are like, don't pay attention to the BS. Do your pro show. Do your content you prepared. And he's like, no, that's not what we do here.
Yeah. We read out a private Josh Denny text that isn't public at all that a friend of mine got.
And that's then we make up facts about it and get mad at the things we made up.
You, how's that? You think I do this shit for fun? I haven't done broadcasting for fun in the whole 20 years I've been doing it. It's always been for money, my friend. That's what makes me better than everybody else.
That is wild.
What?
Fuck nobody having a passion for something.
Money. Nobody else does it for money either.
Just kidding. I'm fucking around. Here we go. One of our fans sent me a text message that says, Aaron, you suck. See, there we go. Least rather know that I suck. Shit show with $1.99.
He can't not react to anything. He's like Opie. Like, he has to talk about it or put it on the screen.
Because he's in free fall and he needs to, like, put his hand out and grab onto anything that comes near him.
It's rough. This is what God put him on earth to do, Melton. Meanwhile, everyone in the chat is telling him, you stink, you're a bad father. Everything you do gets destroyed. But meanwhile, he knows that this is his calling and he just has to fight through the bullshit.
All right. This is one of his failed goals. And when he cuts the stream.
Turn green, like ours did. Please and thank you. All right, boys and girls. Let's go ahead and let's try to make some money. Now, Brian M. did give us $50 yesterday. He was our top guy. He knocked out the rest of the goal. So he got to pick the rally song for the week. It's going to be Tiptoe Through the Tulips, but I have to shut the fuck up.
Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
Oh, play a version that'll stand on YouTube. So I guess we go cover. Tiptoe Through the Tulips cover.
Because that's what people want. When people want Tiny Tim, they think, yes, not his iconic voice is what I want to listen to. I need a cover of a Tiny Tim voice, Tiny Tim song.
I mean, that kind of sucks. It's gay as fuck, but that shit. Let's see. Well, let's do the first one. Let's just do Tiny Tim for the first one, and then YouTube can punish us for it. We've got 5 minutes to go in the show, boys and girls. Oh, my God. This is only a one-minute song, so we're going to play this three times through. We're going to play this three times through, but as soon as we hit the goal.
Fantastic.
As soon as we hit the goal, we're going to shut this off. We're going to shut this shit off. Roots, do not tell them that I gave you $400. I did not do that. I gave you like $100 for gas or $150 because I was like, hey, you drove all the way up here. Thank you for coming, buddy.
So if you're not sure what you gave him, how can we be sure he's wrong? I gave you $100, $150. I mean, Roots has always said you gave him $4.
He would do so much better if he did do what he just said. Once we hit the goal, we're shutting this off. If he told people that, like, once we hit the goal, show's over. I bet he would hit the goal so much faster every week.
We've seen it. Every We've day. Seen him hit the goal early and be like, I don't even really want to keep doing a show. It's like, yeah.
Stop it. So that's where that rumor came from, you piece of shit. All right, guys, we're 160 away from today's goal. Help out if you can. Like I said, I'm not going to go fucking bananas over this one because we're probably not going to hit. So I don't want to like yell and scream and look like an idiot and then still take an L. So enjoy this. Once we hit
That never happens.
The music stops, I suppose.
Here we go. Aaron.
Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo. Oh, my God. It's going to be warm out today.
So I guess they removed the music. Stop doing this, Clippers. We want the music. Stop worrying about it being monetized. Who cares?
I think it's 38 cents.
I think it's YouTube that did that for Aaron.
I mean, this is on Reddit.
So yeah, I don't think it was.
Maybe,
maybe
you're right.
Oh. By the way, 160 is the number we hit with me.
No, I was listening live. The song was going through.
Brought in $100 this morning. You're feeling generous. Please do.
Maybe it's just more pathetic without the music.
Oh, totally.
Very good show. I'm very happy with the show quality. It moved very fast. It's just,
I mean, he just sits there.
This is what someone in his house would be hearing.
Right.
Root says that shit got blown way out of proportion and it was my fault. I was way fucked up. It's all right. It ended up being funny.
How'd your goal go today?
Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo, Super Chat. We're probably not hitting today. And that fucking stinks, but I'm not going to yell and scream for it. When we're 160 away, there's no yelling and screaming because I'll just, it's going to look bad enough and people that hate that are going to be, you know, whining and bitching about how we lost by 160 already. I'm not going to yell and scream about it at the same time.
It's not what we do.
Aaron is so mad. I mean, I'm not happy about the way today went.
I am.
Oh.
Sweat, Piggy, sweat.
God damn, that's all. All right, we got two more of these left. We got to run it back twice for the 5-minute segment. Guys, at least throw something in. If you're feeling really generous, get Christmassy today. Whatever. Let's see what happens.
Get Christmas.
Thank you for being here today.
All that Christmas bullshit.
I appreciate that. I appreciate you just being here, hitting like.
Guess everyone else will have a good Christmas.
Can't believe you gave Roots $3,000. Would have made so much more money if I hadn't wasted so much on that anniversary
money,
show.
Money,
that's
money,
for sure.
Money, 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 money.
Right. Wasted on the anniversary show means he gave the money.
Nothing. It's like, talk about throwing a Cope show. Throwing a Cope anniversary show to make you feel like you have a real audience and show.
He hates that he gave money to Gino and Keanu. Yes. He hates it so much.
To burn it down and be like, don't give any fucking money. And like, let's just miss by 160. Like, what a fucking disaster. But I am totally accepting people throwing in a couple of bucks. Not a fucking dime has come in yet. This is disastrous. It is really bad. All right, you guys go nuts. Uh-oh. Is our light dead? I think our light's dead.
In more ways than one.
I think our batteries are dying.
Cue the
Smiths. If that's not an omen, I don't know what is.
Just showing things.
Showing things. Like, I got this.
I can't wait.
Just waiting for money. It's no different than the guy I pass every day, every morning.
Hey, here's 20 anyway. All right. Well, thank you, Main Man. That's very nice of you. 145 away from this morning. Throw a couple of bucks in. Let's see how much of a let's see how little of a loss we can take. Someone says tiptoe to unemployment. Thank God we're out of those days. Thank God that's not a threat anymore. Jesus. There were some days when, it was really starting to fall apart. Thank God we picked it up since then. But that just makes me more of a bitch on the one or two bad days we have once in a while. Let's see if we can match that 20 that Main Vein just threw out there. How about more people throw that in? Karmic, what do you think about that 20? Wanna fuck? Let's fuck! Thank you, buddy. 145 away. One more time through the song. Maybe something crazy happens. I don't know.
Gifted membership to a song.
On the wall. Thank you. Chevy fan says, this is sad, homie. That's, you know, it's not
and
sad.
And these idiots give!
We lost every once in a while.
It's not sad. You're looking at it wrong.
It happens. Show's doing well. Revenue's up. Hey, I'm happy we're in the spot we're in.
Is it?
I just hate.
Is it?
At least now this can just be a competitive thing rather than like a holy shit, we're not going to make it thing. Well, I tell you what, guys, 140 is a nasty L, but it's better than the bad old days.
What?
If you're feeling pity, throw us a couple of bucks.
The bad old days when everything was great.
Yeah.
Hey, at least we didn't break down and yell and scream for it.
Oh, he's got his coin. Guys, let's do it with him. Let's stress out with him on this last run.
I'm just doing my time right now, that's all.
I don't even care if I make the goal.
I don't think
whatever.
Anybody's coming to rescue the old toad today.
Come on.
Rescue me.
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
Redbird with $2 says this look humiliating. LOL, have $2. I don't think it's humiliating. I think it would have been humiliating if I would have yelled and screamed and shit. That would have been humiliating. I decided not to humiliate myself today.
I'm laying down and dying with dignity.
Thank God he's not humiliating himself.
Strategic about this shit. You yell and scream for 160 that ain't coming. You look like a retard. Instead, you just go, hey, thank you guys very much for how supportive you've been. The show's in a good place. We can take a $140 hit once in a while. Not the end of the world. I know that probably a lot of you who hate the show, that probably bothers you and upsets you greatly. And that's
it's hard to tell people it's not a big deal and you don't need the money because you're doing great while you beg for money. It's creating this dissonance.
And the amount. Sorry, go ahead.
Daddy, I heard you didn't hit the goal. Here's all the money from my piggy bank.
Thank you, child. I'll take it, but it's still not enough.
It's like the amount of cover he needs to give about what the haters are probably thinking, just so that he could like preempt any sort of criticism that might come his way. Isn't that? It's so much.
I know what you're gonna say.
And I do it. You do dance to my tune even on the bad days. Well, hey, you know the links to Venmo, PayPal, Rumble, etc.
You make your
living. You know the links. We don't. You never say what the links are.
Feel like being cool.
Unlike supertip.gg/NLO, we tell people where our goal is.
Throwing something in today. We'll accept it. $2 from Joey Caravello says Johnny was funny on his show yesterday. Ask him maybe to try some of that here. Thank you. Thanks, buddy. Anybody else notice that he was interrupting the shit out of me today?
Ooh.
That was really starting to drive me nuts towards the end. Like, especially when I'm setting up stories and he starts asking me questions about the story. I'm like, would you let me fucking explain it? By the way, we did end at 135 today. So we did end up pulling in over 100. I do appreciate that. But Brian M., we're going to probably abandon your fucking... You better pick me a new song because that was a butt fucking we did.
It's the song,
my friend. I wish the chat wasn't so far behind from all the shit. Because the problem is, I want to talk to you guys. Like, I just asked you that question, but I realized because of OBS fucking up today, you guys are like 2 minutes behind where I'm at.
OBS's fault.
Yeah.
Jewish Dick says, you took it like a man today. Just don't stay on and meander as you wait for someone to give you money. No, we're taking it like a man today. Scarface with $1.99 says, eat the butter. Scarface is another guy I've broken over the years. He used to be a fan, but he fell in with the wrong crowd. No, I don't have to do any of that stuff.
You've been hanging out with Melton down by the tracks?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We have been nailing it for a couple of years now. And luckily, we can just take this. Luckily, these days are just lost. Shit.
By coming over here, he's lowered the average IQ of both audiences.
Yes.
Canal, it's like losing a pickup game of basketball. Not like back in the day when so-and-so was here. Yes, of course, I'm talking about Corey. Let's see. Okay, now they're getting to respond to the Johnny thing.
Okay. We're going to run out of time, so I can't play all these, but I'm going to find...
Oh, what a bummer.
Damn.
Oh, I can't take this
basketball anymore.
It's so boring. How can we have a show that's successful by watching something that is so incredibly boring, but fascinating at the same time?
So many clips. This bubble popper is like so active.
It's the only reason. Look, if bubble popper if bubble popper was hit by a bus, Aaron's show would die. Like that's the bus factor right now.
Okay, I do want to go over these two police related clips because this is crazy. Oh, did I not unmute it?
Being known to law enforcement usually is a bad thing. Unless you're Aaron, then you brag about it. Dude, I can't say, I gotta say, there was something about like going through my whole process. Every single police officer was either a fan of the show or super fucking nice to me throughout the whole process.
Every police officer was either nice or a fan. Now you can divvy those up how you want.
It's the prosecutors that are big pieces of shit, corrupt. We should.
This is like my personal spirit journey.
Between me and Warren Buffett, we're worth billions of dollars. It's like,
right.
You imagine that how you will. But every cop was either a fan or kind. Okay.
Like going in. And, you know, having guys like under their breath be like, hey, love the show. Like, oh, that's great. Oh, wait, I forgot. I'm in here for a fucking gay reason. It would kind of take my mind off shit.
Sounds like he's not taking accountability for it anymore.
Doesn't sound like remorse.
I'm here because it's just gay.
Two of the detectives were talking to me one time about, hey, you know, there's fucking crazy people here. All of the, you know, these psychos who come to and follow all your courts, you know, they're incredibly psychotic. They go, but God,
did the police say that? Yeah. I'm sorry. You have to deal with this. They're probably all nuts.
It's wild. Like for any normal person who has a daughter, like he has two daughters. If a guy was sentenced to go to jail because he was sharing pictures of your daughter, would you think, and he came out on a show and said, I'm in here for a gay reason. Would Aaron go, yep, that's right, it's pretty gay? Or would he say, this guy's a piece of shit who deserves more punishment?
That's why they have to mumble it under their breath. Big fan.
Right.
The work you do is great.
Sorry, we know you're innocent.
You must be doing something right. You must be pretty huge. And I'm like,
you must be pretty huge.
You say must this be doing again. Something right.
Guilty.
So, Your Honor, the only thing I'm guilty of is being huge and doing something right.
It was never the police officers who were dishonest or who
How do you plead? Gay? This is gay.
Or anything like that. Those guys, you know, everyone paints them as like they're the bastards and the sons of bitches. They're like the most fair ones in the entire system. Honest ones in the entire system. The rest are just rat fuck, ruthless. And I don't even think they're dishonest. I just don't think they care about the truth. I think they just care about whatever's best for them, which I can understand. That's kind of everybody in every job they have. It's just like, I'll just do whatever makes my job easiest. But the cops, all those guys, they were great.
Salt
Thank in the you earth. Guys for the contributions. I appreciate it.
So,
see you in a couple of months, Jeff. Buddy.
After that, there was this clip, which is insane. This is a story we've never heard him tell before. Okay. This one's kind of nuts, if you think about it.
Plankton with a dollar. No, I don't want to get a call from the police again. I remember when I said that there was a SWAT team that was heading in a certain direction.
So he's talking about, I guess, when they were going to Nick's house? But I don't know if that was a SWAT team. It's probably just, I don't think they took a SWAT team to Nick's house. But
right.
Listen to this story.
And all the cops in the SWAT raid were listening to my show that morning. I got a call from the sergeant. And the sergeant told me, Aaron, next time, you know, that's happening, could you not read that on your show? Because it could put our guys in danger. And, you know, the people mm-hmm. will know we're coming and they might flush their shit or whatever. And it's like, oh, my bad. Sorry.
This is interesting for a couple reasons. Number one, you know, we said that the reason he called April's parents the night before is because he knew this was going to be happening the next day. Mm-hmm. And he's always said he had no idea. Now he's saying, not only did I know it was going to happen, I knew when it was going to happen. And I knew like what time, like he's saying like, and he's saying he divulged that on his show.
He's,
I need to go back to
said well, something well, like this before.
On, well, listen, he was shocked on MLC when he found out they were arrested.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, well, he's a liar. He's a liar.
He went on the he was on the long phone call the night before.
Right, with April's parents. That.
Yeah.
But like now he's saying the sergeant called him and said, hey, next time we're doing a SWAT raid, don't announce it on your show. How could he be shocked that they got arrested on MLC later that afternoon? And
bullshit.
But on the ride out, the whole SWAT team had steel toe on. And they were just laughing and laughing. You know, they're not riding in silence, getting their head in the game. First of all, it wasn't a SWAT team. Like, we're supposed to believe armored vehicles pulled up to Aaron's or to Nick's house and expected a big, you know, firefight.
He's saying
that's not what it was at all.
I think he's saying all this so people will think, like, who knew? Is Aaron a Fed? Like, they talk about all these other right-wing fucking YouTubers and shit. Aaron wants to project this false, like, I have a relationship with my local authorities kind of deal. I don't know.
Pretty Antisocial says it was on the show. Remember, he left for, like, 15 minutes and came back to the show and kept looking over in the corner of the room acknowledging someone. So then that whole behavior on MLC was fake. When Chad
we
went on
knew it was fake.
Does he not understand that we remember things and go back? And he's always like, tell me when I'm telling lies.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
But the funniest part to me is that we're supposed to believe every cop was rolling out and had steel toe live.
All right, guys, everyone synchronize your phones and your radios to steel toe. When Aaron talks about the goal for the 25th time, that's our signal to go in.
I need to give Mikey another call and ask him about the SWAT team.
Yeah, do it.
Now Pretty Antisocial says it was the night before. So
yeah, the night before he left to go on the phone.
Right, I know, but I know that one of those calls, if there were multiple, was to April's parents.
April's parents, yeah.
I do remember him saying something about the cops were listening to Steel Toe on the way to Ricada's before. Yeah, I do remember him saying that.
In the warrant,
it's in the same vein as every cop's a fan, and like you know what I mean? Like, there's no way.
That's what I'm saying. He wants to project this false, like, I have a relationship with my local authorities kind of deal.
The warrant mentions his show. It said, like, part of the reason they got the warrant was based on things he said during his show.
Right, but that was after the cocaine stream when Aaron was pretty much tattletaling. All right, I guess I'll just tell you guys.
Yeah, they were already hooked on the toe by then, Moody.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
All laughing, and we were going, and over the intercom, you heard one person go, God damn it, Aaron.
So the sergeant said that they were all laughing, and over the radio to all the cops while they were going to do this raid, somebody said, God damn it, Aaron.
Boys, be professional. We know Aaron's incredibly funny, but be professional at this time. Stand down.
Such a fantasy. I'm sorry.
We all laughed at that, Johnson. You don't have to broadcast it on the radio. Be professional.
They were like, you hear what Aaron just said? Over.
Guys, like, called it gay.
It sounds like Super Troopers. Well, like, well, that's who he called it to.
Like, okay, so even if this was, you know, by, again, this is the night before, but when Aaron's retelling it, they were on the ride over, listening, and had to reprimand Aaron, like, God damn it.
Like, fall back. He revealed that the quickie or the quick trip location. I don't know. Fucking retarded.
So, no, I don't want to do that again, Plankton. But thank you for the dollar. Oh, by the way, 25 away from what we missed yesterday.
It is a totally different, like, emotion he has towards the whole thing.
No call.
Compared to a year ago. And, like, a year ago, he was very much like, I wasn't involved in it. Nothing I did. I wasn't part of it. It's just the cops did that. Now he's central to it.
All right, I'm closing these phones. This is insane. Yeah. All right. Let's get to the important stuff. It's the goal. I know everyone's stressed. Are they going to hit it?
So they asked me, how would you rate your experience with the judicial system? Gay, kind of gay, really gay, or super gay?
On a scale of one to gay. Crispy Critter, this happened before, then this happened before then. Oh, so you're talking about a different circumstance. So there was so you're telling me there was a prior incident where Aaron had knowledge of a SWAT team swooping in somewhere no one else had knowledge of. And the sergeant had to call Aaron and say, you were the only one who knew about that. Don't broadcast it. Where did Aaron find out?
Damn it, Imholt, you're going to get my men killed out there.
It was attached to a PayPal note that someone told him not to read.
We're all listening in the SWAT vehicle right now. So, okay, so if this was a different incident that he's referring to, why did Aaron have intimate knowledge of a SWAT raid going on that no one else knew that Aaron could give out? Again, the police gave Aaron this information, a guy with a radio show, but it could have put officers in danger or ruined evidence.
That was just a risk we were willing to take to bag this bastard Ricada.
John O'Reilly. B. Smiley says, old listener confirmed it's a story from radio days.
Yeah, but still, I'm curious, like, why they would divulge it to Aaron and nobody else. And be like, no, don't say it on your radio show. John O'Reilly, what kind of SWAT team yucks it up responding to a call? This is what I'm saying, too. It's like,
Barva!
If anything, I could see them putting, like, some music on to amp them up. Maybe, but I think it's probably they're writing in silence, going over the plan, their individual roles, and how they contribute to the overall operation, briefing, you know, right, everybody on what to expect.
Did everyone throw their $5 at Aaron?
Aaron said the prosecutor was very nice to him, professional and friendly. What changed?
The verdict.
Yeah, that it was around the time when the plea deal was pulled. Everything changed.
Yeah, B. Smiley confirming this is an old story, but still there's questions around it. If you get Mark Davis, if you get Aaron's and Donkey Lips t-shirts, you can probably scrape off enough DNA to create your own race of super losers. Yes, whatever's in that couch tells tales.
I would like to thank Ghost Crusaders for sending me this beautiful blue collared dress shirt. It's really nice.
You know, you should think about exercising a bit. As a fellow fatso, I know it's tough, but I have faith in you.
Really? Well, fuck you. I'm going to fucking rip this piece of shit shirt. How about that? Yeah, how you like that? Now go in the kitchen and sew me another shirt, you piece of fucking shit, flimsy shirt.
This is what Karmic did to the guitar.
From Ghost, I think it was Ghost Crusaders TV who did sing that. Yeah.
Blim flam, fickle wiggle words.
Perfect.
It's Gino. I'm autistic. It's Gino.
Shut up. You're wrong.
I don't know.
If there was an AI summary of this show, that would be it.
I just don't know. Like, it's speculation.
We know you don't know. Nobody knows.
Right.
Josh Denny. Silence Duguid. Not long ago, Aaron thought Denny was talented and rational for talking shit to Patrick. Yeah, it's, all these guys, it's whatever they need in the moment. It's the lesson. Aquascape. Stop watching fast-forwarded videos. Lazy ass.
The annoying thing about watching fast-forwarded videos is if you want to fast-forward the show that's watching the fast-forward videos.
I understand, but I have a hard out today. We got to leave right after these chats. So stop sending in super chats. You're delaying the end of the show. I'm trying to go play poker.
Then Sarge told me they did this raid. It got ugly. Two guys. They were down bad. The medic said, as they pulled them out, one said, "Please save my life. I'm Holty's on tonight."
Really the only thing anybody has to live for in St. Cloud, when you think about it. He read a super chat that gave the raid away. But how did that person know? I guess you're driving around and you just see a bunch of SWAT vehicles rolling down a street. And you super chat that into your favorite radio show. And then the radio guy announces it. And that could have caused criminals to flush drugs. Is that what happened?
I don't know. I don't want to speculate. It's probably Gino. It was probably Gino.
Mannequin and Quinn Martin production. Damn it, Aaron. I told you, you can't play with the siren. No, you can't play with the shotgun. No, you can't play with the pepper spray. Isn't your fabulous show enough? Case closed. Yeah. And what does that button do?
The warrant raid was clean. The house wasn't. Another rural Minnesota trap house emptied out. I felt proud until I saw the couch, brown leatherette, cracked, filthy. It just didn't belong. The evidence techs found fluids nobody recognized and powder ground deep in its seams, drug den steel better furniture. This one felt chosen, abused, and then abandoned on purpose. Off the clock, I chased the lead. Thrift stores, rent to owns, encampments. A couch like that keeps secrets. Whoever owned it must be a vendor of his own special type of poison. G.S.
Oh, God. Merch Noir is the best. Chris Russell reminding everybody to hit the like button. It's very important for the show. It's the only way we're going to get our unique viewers up.
Moody, you sick son of a bitch. You sounded so depressed when you said, yes, someone owns Keanu C. Thompson's asshole.com, but it redirects to the debt collection site. Did you want it to go to a colonoscope of Keanu's asshole or photos of her dirty brown hemorrhoid infested anus? No, thank you. I will not be giving you an interview from jail for doing that.
No, that's not. I was just saying what it directed to. I don't have anything to do with
websites that have pictures of her brown hemorrhoids up, and those people aren't in jail. You redirecting to it is not going to.
I'm not. I don't own that site. I don't know who's. Look, Moody, I don't know who owns it.
It's fine. We get it.
All right.
Julie Madoff, no Clubfoot Carl. Merry Xmas to me. Thanks. Yeah, it is. Everybody's enjoying the Carl free episode.
Carl's busy setting up for Pulperfest.
It'd be great if Gino was the one posting the links to all of her news.
Hi, Moody. Please add a search filter to the speakers because having to scroll through them sucks if a show has a ton of voices. Hi, Tookie. Could you please do a show later today to make up for Melton?
You heard it. Remove the voices from whoever that is. He doesn't want so many voices. I love that it's anonymous. But it's not a bad idea. Search filter on the voices.
But then that would imply that you would need to know the voices ahead of time before you... There's a usability thing we'll need to go through.
Yeah, sounds but exciting. If you want to toggle a certain voice off, being able to search for it.
No, quickly. This is for tippers.
Oh, I see what you're saying. But you can put a search bar in the top of that, like the one we have on the back end for shows.
Yeah.
All right, Moody's going to get that done by Monday.
I did the Dill Dog slider. You just haven't tested. You haven't approved it after testing, so.
It's approved. American Cupcake, what are the odds that Aaron just considers any black guy he encounters in Minnesota or Somali, when whether they actually are or not? He just calls black Somalis.
Yeah, and he'll be like, if that guy, he's like, it's Takiya. That's why he can't. That's why he can't say whether he's Somali.
Oh, Mikey, the nice Somali I made friends with in jail? Silence, Dugan. Merry Christmas, guys. Thanks for all the great entertainment. Thank you, guys, for making it our first full successful year. This is our first profitable year of one. Complete year of this little piggy. We really, really did it. Dabbleverse quotes. Just wanted to say thanks for all the laughs. Thank you for watching. Ghost Crusaders TV. It's Gino. Who shares text messages? Keanu. It's 100% Gino.
We'll never know.
Keanu wouldn't not take credit for it, I don't think. And she was in the chat losing her mind.
Right, right. These, yeah.
It's great that they watch all these shows she and go around and defend themselves to everybody.
It's fun. Yeah, like she's in there having to call people an idiot. Meanwhile, we saw her two times watch a friend of hers get abused and do nothing about it. Great.
Hold on, guys. I think she might be being abused. And then the abuser comes on and she's like, I know this guy's not an abuser, though.
Let's hang up on them so that we don't see the abuse and so it can keep happening.
She told me nothing's going on. So I believe Matt.
Have we heard from Scarlett? No. Like, is she dead?
She's in a cornfield. Or
she's learning.
Farm.
Oh, that's good.
Onion it up. Thank you for the gifted membership. LOS 260. FOIA request the footage of when the cops picked him up the first time. I'd be interested to see how big of a fan the arresting officers were. Or nice. They were fans or nice.
Also, it's hard to get body cam footage in Minnesota. As Kiwi Farms can probably tell you about Nick Ricada.
By the way, you heard it. The challenge is on. Dang Lizard. A pro radio host would not announce a raid. Would know not to announce a raid. You can't argue with that. You can't argue with that. There's so many more clips we did not get to this week. Goal misses. Shit-talking April. He called April a dirty whore in a clip and talked about how he and April were running around behind her boyfriend's back after he has said many times that they didn't do that. And I've seen text messages to the boyfriend, Devin, who where Aaron's like, no, nothing's going on with us.
Yeah.
And then Aaron brags about fucking around with April while she was dating this Devin guy.
Well, he claimed that April told him that Devin was abusive and that he can't find out about Aaron being in a relationship with April, so he needs to lie. So it was April's fault.
So between Aaron and Matt Mead, basically any woman who's being abused just needs some more dick.
Right.
That's how you help a woman in a bad situation.
Stop being so abusable.
Toogie, you got a show tomorrow?
Yes, tomorrow morning. Maybe I'll do something late tonight since you're not doing something, but probably not.
Please do. Cool. I'll have my AirPods. I'll listen at the poker table.
Patreon.com/WorldWarZ.
Got a buzzer beater from Ghost Crusaders. Hold on.
So is there going to be a feature where hosts of shows can use one of their own voices on someone else's show as a super tip? Like if you had a special voice, you can use it on TSN instead of their voice?
We have talked about that, and it's further down the feature list, I'll tell you that. But it is something we've talked about doing, allowing tippers to have their own identifiable voice that only they can use.
Or like flair for their usernames so that it shows
a lot of ideas in the works and our feature rollout. There should be new stuff coming to Super Tips. Hopefully like every month we'll have like a feature release. I think that would be a good goal for us to have, no matter how minor they may be or major, but we've got a lot of stuff in the works. Honestly, Moody and everybody on the dev side have done a great job. And we've been very picky and harassing them, but they've been working hard and they deserve a nice holiday off.
We're taking a week off after this. So next week, no show. The week after that,
maybe. Right?
Yeah,
I'm life.
Yeah. I'm seriously considering doing a 24-hour show on Christmas.
Because next week that'll probably be it. The week after that, there'll be like Aaron's birthday is this week, so there'll be plenty of stuff, I think, to go over.
If people are around, we can do during my 24-hour show. We could absolutely do an impromptu nested this little piggy.
I'll be away. So
it's you got a cell phone. You'll be there. Anonymous, someone will want to snipe Karmic tonight. Yeah, I imagine there'll be some.
Yeah, I'll be there. I'll do that.
All right.
If he goes on, I'll do that.
Tukey tonight and tomorrow. Thanks to Moody for being here as usual.
And, thanks for making it a good year, guys. It's been a good, fun year.
There's a show in town, it's going down. Every week we're back on solid ground. Steel toe slipping, but we're gripping. Got the tea to spill, it's always flipping. From April Scrimp to Aaron's Glee. Oh, this drama's just a spree. Polydrama, legal trauma. Another win, oh, that's the karma. This little piggy went to YouTube. This little piggy's on Rumble now. This little piggy's begging for dollars. And this little piggy's breaking down. Piggy show! From revenge porn to felony, it's a circus, can't you see? The toe is bent, the goal is spent, his empire crumbles, all hell sent. April's playlist on repeat, Aaron's lies we can't defeat. The countdown's on, it won't take long to see this piggy squeal his song. This little piggy went to YouTube, this little piggy's on Rumble. Little piggy ain't missing a thing. Just sit back, laugh, and watch the king.